The following is a presentation of Fort Myers Mighty Muscles Baseball. Mighty Muscles Baseball is on the air worldwide on the Mighty Muscles Broadcast Network. The game is coming up, but first, it's time for Muscles Pregame Live. And here's your host, John Vitas.
Oh, the weather has cleared up wonderfully here for first pitch as we get you ready for game 5 of 6 between your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Bradenton Marauders. I'm John Vitas, happy to have you along on this beautiful Saturday night in Fort Myers for a very rare time in the month of August. Nothing but clear blue skies above. Things have completely cleared out. After a couple of passing showers early in the afternoon, it's a beautiful night for baseball, and the Muscles look to take the series lead against Bradenton. Joelvis Del Rosario will make the start for the Marauders, 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic, 4-2, with a 3.61 ERA, just under a strikeout per inning, making his 14th start of the season. For the Mighty Muscles, it'll be Mike Paredes, the San Diego State product, who has been their best starter statistically all season, 7-2 with a 2.19 ERA, making his 10th start of the year to go with 9 relief outings as well, 50 strikeouts and 10 walks in 65 innings of work this year, and has gone 5 innings or more in 4 of his last 5 outings. He went 6 in his last time out against Tampa. That was the third time this year he has completed 6 innings, the only Muscle to accomplish that in 2022. So it's Paredes versus Del Rosario, a couple of right-handed pitchers in today's matchup. The Marauders calling upon some reinforcements. They have added 3 new hitters who are all starting in today's lineup, and you may have heard of a couple of them. The one that you're most likely to know is Nick Gonzalez, who is the Pittsburgh Pirates' first-round pick in 2020. That was the COVID draft. Taken out of New Mexico State, he went in the top 10 in that draft. And Gonzalez, who started the year with AA Altoona, is in the lineup for Bradenton. They also added Lolo Sanchez, an outfielder who is highly regarded as a prospect as well. He starred for the Marauders back in 2019 and, like Gonzalez, began the year with AA Altoona. They also added 2022 draft pick Jack Brannigan, third rounder out of Notre Dame. He makes his professional debut today at third base for the Marauders. We'll take our first break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll update you on the Twins organization, and then we'll sit down with Mighty Muscles infielder Daniel Osoria, who will join us on the pregame show, all getting you ready for a 7 o'clock first pitch, which is 12 minutes away.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. After the crash, call the police and document the scene by taking photos of all the vehicles involved. If you were injured, get medical attention as soon as possible. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers and Naples.
John Vitas bringing you back live to Hammond Stadium on this picture-perfect night here in Fort Myers. Muscles and Marauders have split the first 4 games of this series. It's been a really well-competed series. A couple of one-run games in there. Mighty Muscles lost in extra innings last night, 4-3. Let's take a little look at the Twins organization in this segment, the Major League team in a pivotal four-game series with the Toronto Blue Jays, a matchup that could be a postseason wildcard round matchup if the Twins end up as the 3 seed, which is where they are right now. Of course, if they end up as the 4, 5, or 6, they still could meet the Blue Jays in the postseason. And last night, the Twins able to even up the series with a 6-5 win. Now, the bullpen did blow a 5-run lead, but they walked off in the 10th. 3 hits and 3 RBIs for Nick Gordon, who has come alive here at this stage of the season, now up to .279 with his batting average, hit his 5th home run of the year last night. Mark Contreras hit his 2nd home run of the season, but was optioned today as the Minnesota Twins activated longtime outfielder Max Kepler. So Kepler back in the lineup tonight against Toronto. That game is about to get going in about 15 minutes or so from Minnesota. Dylan Bundy gets the start. He'll be opposed by Mitch White, a trade deadline acquisition for the Blue Jays, a guy who was kind of the number 6 starter for the LA Dodgers, and they were willing to give up some of their starting pitching depth to Toronto. Earlier today, the FCL Twins, the rookie ball affiliate here in Fort Myers, lost a high-scoring game, 11-10, against the FCL Red Sox. That was here at the Hammond Stadium complex. The big thing there, though, Jarell Ortega, the Minnesota Twins' 6th-round pick, made his professional debut, did go 0-3. We also saw Brooks Lee and Tanner Schobel, the 1st- and 2nd-round picks of the Twins, play their 3rd consecutive game. Now, it gets really interesting for the Muscles, and we'll talk about it during the broadcast. But Lee, Schobel, and Ortega could be joining the Muscles at some point in the next week or so, as could any of the other draft picks. Now, we're getting close to decision day for the Twins. They have released a handful of guys. They also cleared a handful of roster spots during the trade deadline, but there are a few more releases that they'll have to make by Tuesday in order to get under the roster limit of 180 total minor leaguers. That's from rookie ball all the way up to AAA. And so there could be quite a bit of roster shuffling for the Muscles between now and Tuesday when we head to Jupiter. We will be broadcasting that entire series from Jupiter and look forward to getting over to the East Coast. So we'll get more into that, but keep in mind 3 of the draft picks have now debuted in the Complex League. We'll be right back. Daniel Ozoria joins us on the other side of the break.
Today's row crop farming is all about efficiency. When the sun's up, you gotta go. You don't have time for multiple trips across your fields, and you can't take risks on unproven products. That's why the best farmers, including those at Next Level, rely on Brandt, formulated for superior tank mixing and advanced nutrition delivery. Brandt's products are highly efficient, helping improve your crop's quality and overall yield. Visit Brandt.co for more information.
Welcome back to Mighty Muscles Pregame Live as we get you ready for first pitch between the Mighty Muscles and the Bradenton Marauders. Today we get a chance to sit down with Mighty Muscles infielder Daniel Ozoria, Ray Sierra, the hitting coach, joining us as well. Daniel, how are you?
Good.
So some questions for you before we get ready for first pitch today. The first one is just how do you think your season has gone overall so far? You know, what have you been happy with and what do you still want to work on?
¿Cómo te has sentido que la temporada tuya ha ido hasta ahora? ¿Qué cosas tú estás contento de lo que ha pasado en la temporada y qué cosas tú sientes que todavía puedes mejorar?
Bueno, primeramente damos la gracia a Dios y en verdad me ha ido muy bien ahora mismo porque estoy controlando un poco más la zona, ¿entiendes? Y necesito trabajar más en eso y en el base speed de dar más duro a la pelota y seguir trabajando cada día más.
He said that so far he's happy with the work that he's done during the season. He feels like he's in a better place right now because he's controlling the strike zone better. That's something that he wants to continue to work on, is controlling the strike zone. He also mentioned that he's been working on impacting the ball harder. So it's like his bat speed is something that is important for him right now and the way that he impacts the ball.
You got a chance to go up to AA Wichita for over a month and spend some time at a higher level. I know you've played in Cedar Rapids as well. Coming back to the Muscles and playing a more prominent role, playing some shortstop now, what does the experience in AA help you with here?
Sí, obviamente tuviste un chance de subir a Wichita y durar un mes y pico por allá. El entender que jugaste en Cedar Rapids también el año pasado. ¿Qué cosa de la que tú aprendiste en Wichita ya tú has traído de vuelta para acá ahora que está sirviendo un rol diferente aquí con los Muscles?
Bueno, allá yo aprendí más la veteranía, ayer el juego más rápido y es de anticipación, que si tú no estás anticipado, el juego te pasa muy rápido, ¿entiendes? Y eso yo le doy muchas gracias a Borrego, que me está explicando cada día de eso y aprovechando todo día la oportunidad que siempre me dan de seguir trabajando y aprendiendo cada día más, aprender algo, para así yo seré alguien en la vida, en el futuro.
He says that definitely learned a lot in Wichita. He feels like the biggest takeaway from there was like the speed of the game. He says like how guys with more experience kind of like are able to slow things down. He says that he learned that the game over there speeds up on you, and like anticipation takes more of a priority role over there. It's like when you're not anticipating the things, like things can catch you off balance. He says that he's really thankful with Borrego, the manager in Wichita, who actually like helped him kind of like understand those kind of things, that it's a different level and things are going to be a little faster if he doesn't prepare well for them, and that he's thankful for all the opportunities to improve on a daily basis. That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, and probably feels even slower now that you're in Fort Myers and able to hit even better here. We're joined with Daniel Ozoria, Mighty Muscles infielder. You spent some time in the Angels organization, but you know, coming over to the Twins, you've brought some speed and some bunting ability here to the Muscles. You know, we don't see a lot of Twins farmhands bunting very often, but where did you learn that, and why do you think it's important to keep the defense honest?
Dice que obviamente tú duraste un tiempo con Anaheim y después viniste aquí y tú le añades al equipo de los Mozos la habilidad tuya de ser buen corredor y de poder tocar, que no tenemos muchos jugadores así que pueden tocar y pueden correr, que donde tú aprendiste a tocar y esa habilidad tuya de mantener la defensa como atento a todo lo que pueda pasar, porque tú puedes en cualquier momento dejarle un toque.
Bueno, en Anaheim eso es lo primordial, que se practica demasiado el toque y aprendí a correr la base. En eso yo me enfoqué mucho porque eso en verdad es mi debilidad, ¿entiendes? Ahí es que yo tengo que enfocarme más y en poner más la bola en juego.
He says that when he was with the Angels, that was something that he did quite a bit, was bunting. There was a lot of like bunting practice and base running, and he feels like he felt at the time that was one of his weaknesses, so he actually put a lot of effort and focus on those things, and he feels like that's the way that he got better at.
As an infielder, can you understand the pressure that the bunting puts on the infield? Is that why you like to bunt on offense, because you can see how it affects the game?
Como un jugador de infield, tú entiendes la presión que eso le pone al infield cuando una gente toca. Es por eso que te gusta hacerlo cuando está bateando.
Sí, por eso me gusta hacerlo, porque con la velocidad mía yo puedo hacer que ellos cometan un error, un tiro malo, lo que sea, porque lo pongo en presión, ¿entiendes? Al yo intentar tocar o hacer un swing, ahí yo lo estoy poniendo en presión. Coño, ¿cómo le podemos jugar a este muchacho, ¿entiendes? No encuentra la forma.
He said, like, yeah, he definitely likes keeping on their toes. He knows that that's not an easy thing to do when you're playing defense. So it's like, plus his speed running the bases, he feels like it adds a little bit more pressure on them to make a good throw. Like as he's running down the line, he feels like he can apply enough pressure on them to make a bad throw.
You grew up in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Tell me about life growing up there and what you did for fun, maybe off the baseball field.
Sé que obviamente tú creciste allá en Santo Domingo, que háblale de tu experiencia creciendo allá, criándote en Dominicana y cosas que tú hacías fuera del terreno cuando tú estabas creciendo.
Bueno, cuando yo estaba allá, con lo que yo me entretenía era con los pecaditos, con los betas. Yo todavía juego con mi pecado, que eso es lo que más yo me entretengo y me gusta bailar mucho y siempre estoy contento.
Says that something that has been his hobby since he can remember is collecting betta fish. That's something that he's always done. That's something that he still does. And he says like he likes dancing. That's something that he's always liked and just stuff that keeping happy.
Do you get to dance at all in Fort Myers, or is that strictly when you go back home with the friends and family?
Si tú tienes chance de bailar aquí en Fort Myers, eso nada más cuando tú vayas a Dominicana.
No, yo bailo donde me digan, tengo que bailar yo soy. Vamos a bailar, vamos un roche, una vaina.
See, this is whatever the opportunity presents itself.
Well, Daniel Ozoria, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Welcome.
Daniel Ozoria and the Muscles set for a Saturday night dance here at Heyman Stadium as we welcome you in to game number 96 of the 2022 Mighty Muscles season. Mike Paredes completing his warm-up tosses, getting set to face a high-powered Bradenton order today with three reinforcements added to the roster just a couple of hours ago. It'll be Sung Che Chang leading it off, the shortstop, followed by second baseman Nick Gonzalez. Rodolfo Nolasco will bat third in right field for Bradenton. Jace Bowen, the center fielder, hits cleanup. Lolo Sanchez, the AA rehabber, is the designated hitter, batting fifth. Jack Brannigan at third base hits sixth. Juan Jerez in the seven hole is at first base. The catcher, Wyatt Hendry, bats eighth. And Josiah Dixon rounds it out in left field for Jonathan Johnston's Bradenton Marauders, who tonight are trying to avoid going 50-50 in their first 100 games of the year. They played a couple more games than the Muscles this season, and if they lose tonight, they'll be back down to 500 at 50-50. They are 21-13 in the second half. Right up there with the Tampa Tarpons and the Dunedin Blue Jays, looking to earn their trip to the FSL playoffs, where they would play the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Muscles with their ticket punched, and their ace on the bump tonight in Mike Paredes, the San Diego State product, who kicks the first one into Chang, and the lefty cranks it out to deep right center field. That's going to split the outfield and roll towards the fence. Chang is thinking three, racing around second. Aguiar plays it in. Cespedes' relay to third is not in time. It's a leadoff triple for Sung Che Chang. Almost came off the bag there at the end as Azoria tried to get the tag on in time. But on the first pitch of the game, the Marauders threaten. Let's meet the defense for your Mighty Muscles in the outfield left to right. It's Kalei Rosario, Misael Urbina, and Carlos Aguiar. Daniel Azoria handles the hot corner with Noah Miller at shortstop. Rubel Cespedes handles second base with Noah Cardenas anchoring first. Dylan Tatum in the crouch tonight working with Paredes. All California battery as the slider comes in for strike one to Nick Gonzalez, the Pittsburgh Pirates' number one pick back in 2020. Was in contention to go in the top two or three slots out of New Mexico State, where he was one of the best college hitters in the country. And he swings through a slider from Paredes for strike two. Gonzalez had one of the best strikeout-to-walk ratios in the country at New Mexico State. Ended up going seventh overall to Pittsburgh and signed for exactly slot money at $5.4 million. That one misses outside for a ball. Usually when we play other teams, Keone Cavaco for the Muscles is the highest-paid minor league player in the matchup. He got just over $4 million as a first-rounder, but not tonight. Nick Gonzalez has him beat. Change up in the dirt there, 2-2. Gonzalez had a tremendous season last year with High A Greensboro. Started this year with Double A Altoona. Played in 43 games, hit .247, but only four home runs before going on the injured list on June the 1st with a heel injury. Paredes delivers the 2-2, and the slider bends down and away. A full count now. So just over 2 months on the mend. He actually got transferred to the 60-day injured list a few weeks back. Played in two games in the Florida Complex League this week and now debuting with Low A Bradenton. Here's the payoff pitch, and he swings through a slider from Paredes, strike three. So Gonzalez strikes out, and there's one away in the inning. As for now, at least, Paredes pins the go-ahead run at third. So now Rodolfo Nolasco with one out and a man at third. Nolasco was just activated off the injured list yesterday. We mentioned that OPS over 1,000 in July before he got hurt. Missed 2 weeks, but he's quickly back in the lineup, and he lines one out to left right at Rosario. Makes the catch. Runner tags. Here's the throw to the plate, and it's not going to be in time as Tatum knocks it down on a bounce. Chang slides in safely, and the Marauders strike first to take a 1-0 lead. RBI number 46 this year for Rodolfo Nolasco. And there's two outs and nobody on for Jace Bowen. So the two Marauders who attack the first pitch end up with good results. Chang the triple and Nolasco the sack fly. Brian Meyer comes out of the dugout to have a quick word with the home plate umpire Connor McKenna. Not sure what that was all about. And they're going to appeal now at third base, and they signal safe. So Chang did not leave early. Miller slides all the way over towards the pole side of the righty Bowen, and he rips it foul wide of third base for strike one. We mentioned Keone Cavaco here in the top of the first. He is in the lineup today for the Muscles, just not at his usual third base spot. He's DHing tonight, getting half the day off. He's been a regular part of the Muscles order after battling through some injuries throughout last season, played in just over half the games last year, and missed a little bit of time this year. Slider off the plate away for a ball. Paredes is 90-92 with the fastball, but he's got good carry. That ball will have some rising action at the top of the zone. He throws the fastball about 40% of the time. There is a fastball, and it's absolutely drilled past Noah Miller and into left center. Rosario comes over to cut it off and play it in. It's a two-out single for Jace Bowen. So now Lolo Sanchez, the other minor league rehabber, like Gonzalez, coming down from Double-A Altoona. And on a very similar trajectory, both were injured in June. Both come back to a full-season affiliate tonight on August 6th. Sanchez played in a few more games than Gonzalez, 47 games before he was hurt. And he takes a fastball at 91 on the outside corner for strike one. So Gonzalez missed just over 2 months. Sanchez missed a month and a half. There's a throw to first, and Bowen dives in headfirst. Bowen, one of three Marauders with at least 20 stolen bases on the year, so you have to be wary of him taking a big lead at first base. There he goes. Slider lined out to short. Miller comes in and fields it knee-high on the fly for out number three. So Sanchez lines out on the slider, and Paredes limits the damage to just one run. Marauders have the lead on the sack fly by Nolasco. The Muscles come to bat next on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network, powered by Brandt.
Today's row crop farming is all about efficiency. When the sun's up, you gotta go. You don't have time for multiple trips across your fields, and you can't take risks on unproven products. That's why the best farmers, including those at Next Level, rely on Brandt, formulated for superior tank mixing and advanced nutrition delivery. Brandt's products are highly efficient, helping improve your crop's quality and overall yield. Visit Brandt.co for more information.
Hammond Stadium's newest neighbors are bringing Coldwater Seafood to the next level. Introducing Coldwater Oyster Market, the area's newest sports bar with 44 taps, 24 HD TVs, and the freshest seafood in town. Pick from a wide selection of fresh oysters, lobster rolls, mussels, crab cakes, and more. Better yet, bring your Muscles game ticket to Coldwater for a free cup of award-winning New England clam chowder or Scotty's Mighty Muscles Blonde Ale. That's Coldwater Oyster Market, located on 6 Mile Cypress, just 2 miles south of Hammond Stadium.
This is Mighty Muscles catcher LaRon Smith, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Misael Urbina going to lead it off for the Muscles against Joelvis Del Rosario. Marauders out to a 1-0 lead as the pitch comes in, and it is low for ball one. It'll be Urbina, the shortstop Noah Miller, and then the DH Keone Cavaco due up here in the first. As Urbina lines one down the right field line, hooking fair and rolling towards the corner. He makes the turn as Nolasco lets it go all the way to the fence and plays it in. It's an opposite field leadoff double for Misael Urbina. And now it'll be Noah Miller. Miller, the switch hitter, batting left-handed here for Fort Myers. You've got an all-ranked prospect top half of the order here for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Top four guys in the order, all in Minnesota's top 30. Fastball taken for a strike on the inside corner. Miller, when you average all the publications together, he is unanimously the top-ranked of the 40, oftentimes within the top 10, depending on what lists you look at. 0-1 is a changeup low, and he's 19 years old. He's only hitting .227 with two home runs this year, but in his first full pro season, as a guy who's more known for his glove, in this league, with how tough it is, it's a fantastic start to his pro career. Here's the 1-1, and it's line foul off the left side out of play over the Salty Crab bar, strike two. I mean, he is going from facing high school kids from Wisconsin, which, no knock on Wisconsin, but it's probably in the bottom third of states in terms of high school baseball play, in terms of talent level. So there's some smaller schools in his area that don't even have baseball teams. As Del Rosario steps off to going straight the next year into facing professional full-season minor league pitching. And these are guys that are, on average, 3 or 4 years older than him that throw 20 miles harder than the guys he faced last year. Fastball sprayed foul again at 96 from Del Rosario. But the Twin Scouts felt strongly enough about Noah to take him at the end of the first round last year. And so far, he has proven those scouts correct. Great work ethic, great mindset, a true baseball guy. And it's been a pleasure to watch Noah Miller over these first 96 games of the year. Has gotten 3 days off in the past week as they try to kind of limit his workload. Urbina takes off for third, pitches high, double clutch the throw, and he still got him. Hendry throws out Urbina at third, and there's one away now. Misael with a bad decision there, because if Hendry hadn't double clutched, he would have thrown him out by 10 feet. And even with the double clutch, he still clearly got him. 2-2 to Miller. Is chopped out to short. Backing up to get it is Chang. And then the long throw to first gets there in time. Two down. So Cavaco, the last chance here in the first inning. But Miller was on pace for nearly 120 games this year before getting those 3 days off in the past seven games. Here's the pitch to Cavaco, and it's fouled back to the screen, strike one. But still on pace to play for Miller probably about 115 games this year, which is a huge number for a guy whose high school season was no more than 25 games. Now, he played plenty of summer ball where he would get tons of reps against better competition traveling the country, but still, this is a big adjustment for Noah, and he's done a great job handling it as Cavaco takes a strike 0-2. Keone was in the same boat last year, his first full pro season out of high school, and had some struggles, left the team a little early, and then came back this year and has played so well. There's a swing and a miss, though. High fastball from Del Rosario, and he picks up his first strikeout. 1-0 Marauders. We move to the second inning in a 1-0 game.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar & Levine. After the crash, call the police and document the scene by taking photos of all the vehicles involved. If you were injured, get medical attention as soon as possible. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar & Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers, and Naples.
This weekend is the fan favorite with your Mighty Muscles. Tomorrow night, the first 500 fans through the gate get a free Muscles rally towel. And Sunday, brunch and baseball is served up from noon till 2 for just $15 with your game ticket. Plus, it's Kids Day. All kids can play catch on the field prior to the game and run the bases after the game. Come out to the old ball game. Your best value in family entertainment is with your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Stay up to speed with promotions and all things Mighty Muscles. Games and events, Mighty Muscles merch, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles, and on the web at MightyMuscles.com. Come on out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Thank you.
This is Muscles right-handed pitcher Marco Araya, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Jack Brannigan makes his professional debut at the moment, facing Mike Paredes. The Pirates' third rounder out of Notre Dame is dug in. And the first pitch to him is a slider taken for a strike, 0-1. Brannigan did play a couple of games in the FCL, but this is his full season minor league debut, first time under the lights as a professional. And he strokes one over shortstop and into left field, a base hit. Paredes left a changeup over the middle of the plate, and Brannigan able to stroke it into left. So three hits through the first six batters for the Marauders. And all three hit by the old guys, not the new guys. At least Gonzalez and Sanchez didn't come through. And now it's Juan Jerez, the first baseman. Open stance for Jerez, who hit the game-winning double for the Marauders in the 10th inning last night, and he takes a slider upstairs for ball one. Marauders scored two in that top of the 10th, and they needed it because the Muscles got one back in the bottom of the 10th. Paredes out of the stretch comes home, and the fastball is lined to the screen, 1-1. Just a beautiful night here in Fort Myers for August in Southwest Florida. This is as good as it gets. Crystal clear blue skies, not a cloud to be found. Slider drilled foul off the right side. The tarp was on the field at 12:30 this afternoon and 2:30 this afternoon. A couple of stray showers hitting Hammond Stadium at those times. But from about 5 o'clock on, it has been picture perfect. 1-2 on Jerez. Paredes deals, and it's tapped weakly up the third baseline. It'll go foul. Out in front on another slider. Mike's been very slider-heavy early against a right-hand-heavy order. Paredes is about 40% fastball, 30% slider, 20% changeup, 10% curveball. Typical four-pitch mix. And a smaller-framed guy, both starting pitchers tonight, just 5'11". Paredes listed at 185 pounds. Went to San Diego High School, San Diego State University. So this is first time pitching outside of San Diego in his entire career. 1-2 is a fastball, just missed low. It's a challenge game, so the Muscles and the Marauders both have three challenges. They elect not to use one there, 2-2 on Jerez. Here's the pitch. Slider sweeps down and away for ball three. It's got to be a fun night, by the way, for Jack Brannigan. First Florida State League game for him. Played for the Wareham Gateman last summer in the Cape Cod League. Hit 282 in the Cape, which is a strong season against the best pitching in the country. Payoff pitch, and the slider's ripped to left field, coming in Rosario, and he makes the catch and plays it on in. That ball was tagged by Jerez, but it's out number one. So it'll bring up Hendry with the man at first. But you always wonder, and we're going to see plenty of draft pick debuts over the next couple of weeks. We checked earlier today, and the Jupiter Hammerheads, our next opponent, they have seven of their 20 draft picks already on the Jupiter roster. All of them added this week. Changeup misses in on Hendry for ball one. Muscles are not too far away from getting some draft pick help. So, Brannigan there today. We always wonder what it's going to be like for these guys when they first start out. Slider in for a strike, 1-1. Now, historically, teams would put their new draft picks in the short season leagues in July and August after the draft, and you would never see them at this level until the following year or even the year after. Runner goes, 1-1 is a strike, and Tatum can't get the handle. Tatum drops the transfer, and Brannigan picks up his first Florida State League stolen base. First professional stolen base for Jack Brannigan. And the Marauders have a man in scoring position, already up 1-0. But oftentimes we find that this low A level is about equal to a Power 5 Division 1 level. Here's the 1-2. Slider off the plate. Most SEC teams could probably handle themselves just fine against Florida State League teams. even some Big 12 teams or Pac-12 teams, ACC teams, maybe could hang in this league. The 2-2 on the way, and it's looped foul behind home plate into the crowd. Now, of course, the minor league teams would have more velocity from the pitchers, a little more physical advanced player, physically more advanced players, older guys. But there's a lot of pitchers that throw in the 80s in college that could probably get some outs at this level. Slider got him swinging. Good breaking ball from Paredes. That was a tight one as Hendry goes down swinging. So two down now for Josiah Dixon. But for anything below those top three or four conferences, this would be a much higher level. If you're coming from D2, D3, or even a mid-major D1, this is a big jump to make straight out of the draft. First pitch to Josiah Dixon. Fastball poured over for a strike, 0-1. So it's only the select few that get to come straight to the low A level. Unless you're in the Marlins organization, then you've got about a 50-50 chance. Paredes, two looks at the runner. Now the 0-1. And it's in the dirt. Good stop by Tatum, flying to his right to chest it down, 1-1. Now, to be fair, last year the Twins eventually brought 8 of their 19 draft picks that they signed to the Muscles by the end of the year, but they also had more time to stretch those pitchers out and give the hitters more practice on the backfields before they came to the low A level. I don't think we're going to see 8 or 9 this year, but I do think we'll see at least 3 or 4. And whether the pitchers get here at all is really the question. 1-1 is a breaking ball hammered out to left, pretty deep. Rosario now near the wall, jumps up and can't make the catch. It's off the top of the fence. Brannigan scores. Dixon trying for third, and he'll get there standing up. Rosario just missed a terrific grab as he did a phenomenal job navigating the fence and almost made the catch. It's an RBI triple for Josiah Dixon. And the Marauders extend their lead to 2-0. So a man at third with two outs. And it's the leadoff man, Sung Che Chang. Puts down a bunt right in front of home. Easy play for Tatum. He bare hands and makes the throw. Chang can really run, but he got him by a step. 2-3 on the putout, but the Marauders add another run on the Dixon triple. Muscles come to bat, down 2 after this.
There's no better way to let off some steam than axe throwing. But ever wish the party could come to you? Well, now it can. Introducing Chuck It Axes, the mobile axe throwing company that'll bring the party to your front yard, backyard, parking lot, or business. Chuck It offers one-on-one coaching for all ages and skill levels and is fully insured. To schedule your axe throwing party today, call 239-851-AXES or visit chuckitaxes.com. Life is short. Chuck It!
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Listening to Muscles Baseball Live on the home of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Middle third of the order due up for Brian Myers, Fort Myers Mighty Muscles here in the bottom of the second, and the fastball sizzles to the knees for strike one, and Noah Cardenas, or rather Kalani Rosario, wants to challenge, and it is confirmed as a strike. So the Muscles lose their first of three challenges on the first pitch of the second inning as the check swing liner goes into the screen for strike two. Rosario's won a number of challenges lately. And I thought he was going to win that one too, but the ABS system confirms Connor McKenna's call as now Rosario uses his timeout to mentally regroup. Joelvis Del Rosario out for a second inning, working with a 2-0 lead. His fastball sails high there, ball one. Cardenas Cespedes due up in this inning. The 1-2 is drilled foul off the right side over the overhang. Muscles have hit pretty well in this series. A lot of close games between two teams who could meet in the postseason just over a month from now. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Nasty sinker there from Del Rosario. And Rosario strikes out. So strikeout number two for the Pirates prospect, and now it'll be Cardenas. Noah will join us on the pregame show tomorrow. First pitch to him is a fastball down the middle for a strike. He's got the purple batting gloves going tonight. The Muscles wearing their purple jerseys with white pants. As now Noah calls for time and steps out. Muscles have been more aggressive wearing their purple hats the last few weeks than we've seen. They used to go conservative with the navy hats, even with the purple jerseys, but they tend to match more now. That one's in the dirt. We've also seen on the road, they've gone from when they wear the gray jerseys on the road, they used to wear the navy hats. Now they go more with the purple, kind of embracing the new color scheme a little bit more. Last year was the first year for the Mighty Muscles moniker. Here's the 1-1, and it's up and in for ball two. Cardenas has been ultra consistent this year for this team. 228 batting average, 775 OPS, over 50 walks. There's the 2-1, and the fastball hits the knee, strike two. It's been right at the center of the circle all season, and he challenges this call. And it is a strike, so the Muscles lose two of their three challenges on non-consequential pitches here in the second inning. I don't like that. Now, I did think that both hitters were going to win their challenge, but sometimes that ABS system is unpredictable, which, of course, defeats the purpose of it. 2-2 is drilled out to center field pretty deep. Bowen going back, though, has it measured, and he makes the grab in front of the warning track for out number two. Wind is blowing lightly from right to left tonight, so more of a pitcher's breeze, but it could help anything out to left field a little bit. So Cespedes now with two outs and nobody on, a left-handed hitter. It'll be four lefties and five righties for the Muscles tonight against Del Rosario, a righty. That one sliced the other way beyond Brannigan's outstretched glove and down the line. Cespedes makes the turn as Dixon fires it in. It's a two-out single for the Muscles second baseman. So three for his last three after he delivered a couple of two-out run-scoring base hits in the eighth and the tenth inning last night. The eighth inning hit tied the game at two, and the tenth inning hit put the tying run into scoring position. They were down 4-2. His double made it 4-3. That was the final score as Tatum lines one the other way, a base hit. Nolasco comes over to it as Cespedes stops at second. It's back-to-back two-out singles for the Mighty Muscles. And now it's the lefty Aguiar. That was 93 on the outside corner, and Tatum just shot it the other way. Well, Tatum had that batting average in June down to about 129, not indicative of the talent he has. Now, he is a glove-first catcher, but he's got some offensive tools as well, a lot of power. Hit close to 20 home runs in college baseball last year. But the average now up over 180 a month later. Aguiar takes in the dirt for a ball, so, you know, if he hits 250 over the rest of the year, he'll at least get himself over the Mendoza line by season's end. And again, this is his first pro season. You know, Cardenas, the other catcher who's hitting 50 points higher, has not been promoted yet either. The catchers tend to move a little slower than guys at other positions. There's a run to the bag by Chang. Now he backs away. The pitch home is hammered out to left center field. Pretty deep. Bowen and Dixon come together, and Dixon at the warning track will make the catch. Some 380 feet away, Aguiar misses a potential extra base hit. We move to the third with Bradenton still up by two.
Athenian Academy Charter School, the first Greek immersion charter school in the United States, is now in Fort Myers and open for enrollment for the upcoming school year. Athenian Academy is a tuition-free public school offering kindergarten through eighth grade with a brand new state-of-the-art building. Their certified teachers create excellence in education through a motivating, focused academic and language approach that includes Greek and Spanish taught daily. Located on Three Oaks Parkway, just south of San Carlos Boulevard, Athenian Academy Charter School. Come experience the difference. Two for One Tuesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Fireworks Fridays, Free Giveaway Saturdays, and Sunday Brunch. Game day doesn't get more family-friendly. Stay up to speed with home game times on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles.
This is Twins broadcaster Corey Provis. You are listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Mike Paredes back to work for your Mighty Muscles, facing Nick Gonzalez to start the third. And Gonzalez again swings and misses. That's the third time he's whiffed on a slider from Paredes. Struck out his first time up. The Marauders, his teammates, though, have had no trouble against Mike. Two runs on four hits through two innings. Curveball stays inside that time. Slowest pitch of the night for Mike. It's 72 miles per hour. There's the pitch, and another slow curveball, and Gonzalez swings over it. Strike two. All a busy day around the Florida State League. All the games currently in progress. Most of the teams started 6 or 6:30, so they're a little bit ahead of us. 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Another slow curveball, 74 miles an hour. And Gonzalez has struck out twice. So now Nolasco with the bases empty. Battle for Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium going on this week. The two stadium mates playing each other. The Cardinals lead the Hammerheads 6-1 in the sixth. That one's hit the other way. A base hit rolling down the line. Aguiar, the right fielder, will barehanded and play it in. Throws a strike to Miller. Nolasco limited to just a single. So one on, one out, and it'll bring up Jace Bowen. Francisco and Rivas both have two hits and two RBIs for the Cardinals. Five strikeouts over 4 1/3, just one run allowed for Dominguez. Those are the next two opponents for the Muscles. Cardinals right now in first place in the Eastern Division in the second half. Mike ready, the pitch. Curveball in for a strike to Bowen. Over in Lakeland, the Flying Tigers lead the Blue Jays 2-1. Rothenberg with a two-run double to put Lakeland in front. That is an Eduardo Rodriguez rehab start. He's got four strikeouts through 2 2/3. Bowen swings and misses at another slow curve. So Tatum and Paredes clearly making it a point to throw that curveball more often. Mike only throws it about 10% of the time. There's another one. It's in the dirt. So he's thrown at least five of them in this inning. He only usually averages 5 to 10 per game. So slowing it down for all these right-handed hitters. Cardenas holds Nolasco. The pitch is a changeup on the inside corner. Strike three. The last thing Bowen was expecting in a righty-righty matchup was a changeup down and in, and he was completely fooled. Four strikeouts for Paredes now. And Lolo Sanchez is the last chance for the Marauders in the third. Sanchez was batting .252 in Double-A Altoona. Four homers and 19 RBIs in 47 games as he watches a fastball drill the knees for strike one. Change up in the dirt. Good stop by Tatum. Paredes getting some good drop on that changeup the last few times he's thrown it. He's one of those guys that tends to get better as he goes along. He's given up first inning hits in seemingly all his starts this year. There's a spin and a throw to first, not in time. Over in Port St. Lucie tonight, they're in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Mets and Tortugas are tied at one. Both teams with just one run on three hits. Jose Franco with a good start so far for Daytona. That one stays high, 2-1 on Lolo. Kyle Wilson and Jeffrey Colon have combined to go six innings, allowing just one run for the Mets. Eastern Division matchup there. It's all division matchups this week. 2-1 is fouled back towards us, but going to go below us. Strike two. We have still never gotten a foul ball in this booth. Over in Tampa tonight, the Clearwater Threshers lead the Tarpons 2-0 in the fourth inning. Good pitching in that matchup. Messinger against Cabrera. A couple of guys we've seen multiple times this year. A couple of teams that we've seen for 18 games or more this year. Curveball rolled back towards the mound over Paredes. Miller charges Fields. Throw to first will not be in time. It's an infield single for Lolo Sanchez, who runs really well. And it prolongs the inning for Brannigan. Brannigan a single to left in his first Florida State League at-bat. Came around to score after stealing a base. So off to a good start with Bradenton. Now Brannigan, as Tatum comes out to give some signs, Brannigan is going to be a two-way player in the Pirates system. He was drafted as a TWP, which is a new abbreviation in the baseball websites. Still just 21 years old from Chicago, Illinois. And he golfs one out to right, deep but playable for Aguiar, who, looking up with the sunglasses down, makes the catch to end the inning. Brannigan flies out. Paredes finally has his first zero of the night. Middle of the third, it's 2-0 Marauders.
You may not need a lawyer today, but at some point in your life, you might. Attorney Spencer Cordell is a criminal defense and personal injury lawyer recognized by the Florida Bar as an expert in criminal trial law. Spencer's main office is in Fort Myers, and he represents clients in DUI, criminal law, and felony case matters from Port Charlotte to Naples. Initial consultations are free. You may not need a lawyer today, so remember his name for when you do. The Law Office of Spencer Cordell, committed to serving Floridians with excellence.
There's no better deal during Muscles season than a Silver Sluggers membership. For just $55, all fans 65 years and older can get a ticket to all 11 Wednesday home games. They'll also get a free parking pass and t-shirt, not to mention a 10% discount in the team store. To purchase your Silver Sluggers card today, call Ross Sirtis at 239-533-7661. That's 239-533-7661.
We'll be right back. This is Mighty Muscles pitcher Jordan Carr, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
9-1-2 here for Fort Myers, and the first pitch from Del Rosario is a fastball that splits the plate for strike one. Osorio, a switch hitter who will bat lefty tonight, swings over a changeup that time, strike two. It was really fun to interview Daniel yesterday. You may have heard the interview before the game. I'm not sure his tremendous personality shone through enough in the interview. That one's low for a ball, but if you're around him, even though his English is limited, he is a big ball of energy, always smiling, and that's what you want for a utility infielder, you know, who's a speed-oriented guy. It's that type of personality, very upbeat. Here's the 1-2, and he swings over another changeup. Good pitch. Strikeout number three for Del Rosario. It'll bring up the leadoff man, Urbina. 2-0 Marauders in the third. But we told Daniel's beach story yesterday about how he trained on the sands of the Santo Domingo beaches as a teenager before he got signed by the Angels. Fastball is high for ball one. One topic we covered in today's interview that I thought was pretty interesting, 1-0, is up and in for ball two, is the fact that when he was with the Angels, he practiced his bunting, he practiced his base running. Twins never practice bunting. It's just not something their organization is interested in developing. And most organizations nowadays are not interested in that. That one's grounded up towards third. It'll go foul, strike one. But Osorio said that they worked on it almost every day when he was with the Angels. I used to work in the Cubs organization, and I'll never forget that every day during batting practice, rather than having the relief pitchers shag out in the outfield, they would have the starting pitchers shag along with the other position players, and they would have the relievers line up in front of the visitors' dugout. They would bring out a pitching machine, jack it up to about 80 miles an hour, and the relief pitchers would practice bunting. 2-1 is drilled down the right field line, strike two. And this happened, I would say, at least every other day. Probably 3 or 4 days a week they would do this. And I always thought to myself, you know, how often, and of course in single A, even in National League organizations, they use a designated hitter. Here comes the 2-2, and it's drilled out to right center field, tailing away from Bowen, still tracking it, and he makes the catch in deep right center field to retire Urbina for out number two. So now it'll be Noah Miller with the bases clear, and the Marauders up by two. But the Cubs had the mindset that, you know, if we're a National League team, well, we don't know how quickly these prospects are going to shoot up to the major leagues. They might be needed for duty sooner rather than later. Noah takes inside for ball one. So I kid you not, almost every day their relief pitchers would practice about 50 to 100 bunts off a pitching machine. Here's the 1-0, and Miller slices it foul to the screen, 1-1. And sure enough, that postseason in 2016 when they won the World Series, they had a couple relief pitchers have to take it at bat in a National League game and lay down a bunt. Here comes the 1-1, and it's drilled out to left center field. Dixon coming over. He slides. Can't make the catch, and it goes behind him. Miller racing for second is thinking three. Here comes the throw to the cutoff man. Chang's relay to third is not in time. Noah Miller slides in feet first to third with an opposite field triple, and the Muscles are a base hit away from getting on the board. So Miller gets himself 90 feet away, and now it'll be Keone Cavaco. Struck out swinging on a high fastball his first time up as the Twins issued red shin guard on tonight. Waves that bat around as he stares in at Del Rosario, who's been sitting mid-90s throughout this ball game. Miller's got his lead. The pitch to Keone is down and away. Glove stop made by Hendry, ball one. But Osorio said that when he came to the Twins, even though they don't practice bunting, it's something that he still values, he still works on, does it on his own, and he will do it in games, and the Twins have given him the green light to go ahead and do that. Fastball down and away, ball two. I was kind of polling the team because we haven't been on all the road trips, and I asked some of the players, how often do you think we've bunted this year? And they said no more than 6 or 7 times, and they said almost all of them have been Osorio. Here's the 2-0, and it's outside, ball three, and He has laid down a couple of drag bunt singles this season. Every once in a while, you'll see an infielder, you know, bounce a throw to first off a bunt. It'll go into right field, and it can completely change the complexion of a game. 3-0 curveball, Cavaco swinging, and comes up empty, strike one. 40 pitches now for Del Rosario. We've seen 10 hits already in this game. We're only in the third inning. 3-1. Broken back grounder past the mound. Coming over Chang, he fields and makes the throw on target as Del Rosario able to avoid the flying bat head there. Muscles, Strand, Miller at third. Still 2-0 Marauders as we move to the fourth on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
This weekend is the fan favorite with your Mighty Muscles. Tomorrow night, the first 500 fans through the gate get a free Muscles rally towel. And Sunday, brunch and baseball is served up from noon till 2 for just $15 with your game ticket. Plus, it's Kids Day. All kids can play catch on the field prior to the game and run the bases after the game. Come out to the old ball game. Your best value in family entertainment is with your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Hook up on Twitter at Mighty Muscles for game day starting lineups, final scores, game recaps, promotions, and more. It's the best way to know what's happening right now, and total team info with rosters, stats, stories, and promotions is on the web at MightyMuscles.com.
Paredes back to the mound for your Mighty Muscles as we start the fourth inning, and the first pitch is skied very high into left. Rosario towards the left field line is under it, and he makes the grab in medium left to retire Juan Jerez. So wild play there to end the bottom of the third. Cavaco shattering his bat. And a nice play by Chang to get Bradenton out of the inning and save a run. We've had at least one base hit in every half inning so far. So Paredes and Del Rosario, who are both all around the zone. That one's cranked towards the pole. Home run distance from Hendry, but it's a foul ball. Would have been his fourth of the year. Showed off some incredible power there. But an 0-1 count on the Marauder catcher. But at least one hit in every half inning. Marauders have 6 hits. Muscles have 4 hits through 3 innings. Top of the fourth, here's the pitch. Fastball lined out to center field. Urbina barely has to move, and he makes the catch for the second out. So Rosario and Urbina both with easy grabs to start the fourth, and it'll bring up Josiah Dixon. And that's the byproduct of Mike Paredes always throwing a ton of strikes, is even when he is getting hit around a little bit, and even when he is giving up solid contact, he's still able to get deep into games because, well, some of that contact will find gloves. As they has here. Fastball misses a little low to Dixon for ball one. A lot of pitchers will tell you, or at least pitching coaches will say, you know, you'd rather let the other team beat you with hits than to walk the world. There's a strike, 1-1. Paredes seems to be pitching with that mindset, not afraid of contact. Only 10 walks in 69 innings this season. Curveball lined up the middle. That's a base hit. Past Miller. And Dixon is on. But that's another a good lesson. 3 hard hit balls in this inning, but only one finds Pater. Two of them were caught, and that's about the ratio you'll typically see on balls put in play. Dixon, though, is 2 for 2, as now it'll be Sungchae Chang, the leadoff man. There's a righty up in the Bradenton bullpen, so Del Rosario might be done after just 3 innings. Fastball is poured in for a strike, 0-1. Paredes this year has the most pitches in any outing by a Muscles pitcher. 89 pitches on July 15th. Runner goes, curveball's a swing and a miss. It's a foul ball. That one clanked off of Tatum's glove and went to the ground. But they rule it a foul tip on Chang, so Dixon has to go back to first, strike two. So Mike is fully stretched out. He's on about an 85-pitch limit. He has gone 6 innings 3 times. He's the only Muscles pitcher to do that. Here comes the 0-2, and it's in the dirt. Good block by Tatum, blocking it towards his right. Muscles have at least 5 relievers available today. You've got the lefty Samuel Perez, and then 4 righties, Puentes, Grace, Hicks, and Mendez, and possibly 1 or 2 others, but those would be the more available guys, the ones we just named. But the Muscles are going with a bullpen game tomorrow. Runner goes, changeup lined over third, a fair ball skipping towards the corner. Dixon slams on the accelerator, rounds third, and will score. It's an opposite field RBI double for Sungchae Chang, and the Marauders strike again. It's 3-0. So it works as a perfect hit and run, even though that wasn't the intention. Chang with an RBI double, he's 2 for 3. Now it's Gonzalez, who has struck out twice against Mike Paredes. Paredes looks at the runner at second and deals, and the curveball stays high, ball one. Went right back to the well, the pitch that got Gonzalez to swing and miss a bunch earlier. And the next one is low, try to change up. 2-0 now the count. Mike getting set to throw his 60th pitch. One out away from getting through four. The 2-0 is a strike. Curveball on the outside corner. Mike majored in business management at San Diego State after being named salutatorian at his high school. Very smart, well-educated young man. 2-1 is off the plate, ball three. One of the most beloved guys in the clubhouse. Everybody loves being around Mike Paredes. Was a terrific two-way player in high school. Batted close to .400 his senior year. With an ERA right around 2. The 3-1 pitch is fouled off. And a testament to scouting he is. He's a guy who, you know, he threw 90 miles an hour in college. But, you know, it wasn't the 93, 94, 95 that they look for to draft you early. And because he pitched in the Mountain West, his ERA was always a little inflated because of all the road games he pitched at elevation. But the Twins watched him enough to know that he would be a good professional pitcher. 3-2 is lined out towards right center. Plenty of hang time, though, for Urbina, who moves over towards the gap and makes the grab to retire the side. So for the third time in 4 innings, the Marauders put up 1 run, and they lead by 3 as we move to the bottom of the 4th.
Wednesdays have a little something for everyone at Hammond Stadium this year.
Bring your 4-legged friends to see the Muscles for Bark in the Park.
Walk your dog and eat a dog,
as $1 hot dogs will be available all night long.
It's also Silver Sluggers Night, with a special ticket package available for our seniors.
Last,
but definitely not least,
it's Ladies Night. Ladies can enjoy 2-for-1 seltzers and wine.
That's Bark in the Park,
Dollar Dog Night,
Silver Sluggers,
and Ladies Night.
Every Wednesday here at Hammond Stadium.
This weekend is a fan favorite with your Mighty Muscles.
Tomorrow night, the first 500 fans through the gate get a free Muscles rally towel. And Sunday, brunch and baseball is served up from noon till 2 for just $15 with your game ticket. Plus, it's Kids Day. All kids can play catch on the field prior to the game and run the bases after the game. Come out to the old ball game. Your best value in family entertainment is with your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is Pearson Ohl, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
First pitch fastball to Kalei Rosario hits the outside corner, strike one. Bottom of the fourth inning, Muscles have fallen behind 3-0 tonight. Del Rosario does come out for a fourth as Kalei loops it over the screen, strike two. It'll be Cardenas and Cespedes to follow. Even though the Muscles are being shut out so far, they do have four hits through three innings, including a double and a triple. Rosario holds the black glove tight to his face, now kicks the 0-2, and it's outside. It's amazing how similar Paredes and Del Rosario are. It's easier to make the comparison when they're matching up together on the mound in the same game, but both 5'11", both with very simple, fluid, and repeatable deliveries. Del Rosario throws from a windup, though. Paredes always out of the stretch, but similar frame, similar arsenal, similar release point. The only difference is Del Rosario throws about 4 miles harder. 2-2 is lifted out towards center field. Shallow for Bowen, who comes in towards right center. Oh, and the right fielder, Nolasco, makes the catch at the last second. Looked like that might drop between the triangle. But Nolasco saves the day to retire Rosario. So now it'll be Cardenas. But despite the added velocity, Muscles have had no issues squaring up that 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Joelvis. And Noah already uses his timeout. We're actually going to talk about that with him tomorrow, utilizing that one timeout and being aware of the pitch clock as he takes high for ball one. We pre-taped that interview for tomorrow. A lot of good topics. Just kind of a really chill, relaxing, sit-down conversation with the starting catcher for this team as he swings and misses one and one. Those are the best interviews where we don't totally script it. There's no hidden agenda. You just kind of sit down with the starting catcher and have a six-minute conversation. That's what we're going to do tomorrow at 11:45 a.m. with Noah Cardenas. Fastball sprayed off the right side, strike two. I beg your pardon, 12:45 p.m., unless you're in the central time zone, then it'll be 11:45 a.m. But we interviewed Noah earlier in the year, and when guys stay with us for most of the season, we try and get them twice, once at the beginning, once at the end, and yesterday or earlier today, I mean, we filmed Noah's second interview. That one's high for ball two. He was very honest. He always is. Talking about his first pro season in the Twins organization. 2-2. Swing and a foul ball dribbled up the third base side. We'll be able to broadcast all six games this week in Jupiter, Florida. We're excited to get out to Marlins country. Cover the Marlins organization as well as the Twins and Muscles, of course. The windup and the pitch, and it's low. Slider below the knees. The count goes full with Del Rosario now up over 50 pitches. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the host the next 6 days. That one's way outside ball four. So Cardenas coaxes another walk. That is the first walk of the game for the Muscles hitters. And now it'll be Rubel Cespedes. Now, Roger Dean Stadium holds two minor league teams. I believe it's the only stadium in the country that has two affiliated teams in it, the Hammerheads and the Cardinals. There's an important note, though, in that series. Pitch to Rubel is a swing and a miss, high fastball. The Tuesday game and the Sunday game will not have a live audience. You cannot buy a ticket for those two games. Pass list only. So the only way you can go in and watch the game is if a player puts your name on a list. Now we have a mound visit. Hendry going out to talk to Joelvis. So if you're planning to go to the Muscles game next week, make sure you don't come on Tuesday or Sunday. Normal tickets available Wednesday through Saturday. 6:30 start times Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 6 p.m. on Saturday. And then the noon game will be pass list only. So if you are related or if you know one of these players, they can get you into the game, but there'll be no concessions, nothing to purchase, no one really working the game. That one's chopped towards the middle, coming over. It's the second baseman, Gonzalez, the flip to second, and the return throw is in time for the double play. That could have been a ground ball base hit up the alley. Instead, Gonzalez turns it into a 4-6-3 twin killing. On to the fifth, Bradenton leads 3-0.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah!
There's no better value than to buy in bulk.
Woo-hoo!
Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the Always Flexible Voucher Plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for 6 games and include parking and 6 hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half-season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full season ticket plan for $330. Full season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
Keep in touch. Mighty Muscles Baseball is on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles. And total team info is on the web at mightymuscles.com.
Muscles, third baseman Keone Cavaco, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
John Vitas bringing you back to Hammond Stadium as Mike Paredes comes out for a fifth inning of work. Marauders out to a 3-0 lead tonight as Rodolfo Nolasco starts the frame, and he takes the first pitch for strike one. Bowen and Sanchez to follow here on a crystal clear night in Fort Myers, Florida. Paredes and 0-1, and that one's down and away for a ball. Taking a look at the available relievers tonight for the Muscles. They used Rimmel and Wilson last night. Lavallee started in a bullpen day as Nolasco skies it foul strike two. Barrington pitched the final two. So Puentes, Mendez, and Reggie Grace are the three most available relievers. Sam Perez, also available with Escobar. That one's pulled towards third. Osorio charges, fields, flicks it across his body and throws it away. Into the screen it goes out of play, and Nolasco will take second base. Kind of a nonchalant play by Osorio, and the throw did not come out cleanly. So an E5 puts Nolasco at second. It'll bring up Jace Bowen. Puentes, Mendez, Grace, Escobar, and then the guy warming up right now, Jackson Hicks, available in relief. And Hicks is throwing off a mound in the left field bullpen. So Paredes up to 66 pitches and apparently nearing the end of his outing. As Bowen steps in, 1-for-2 so far. The pitch is a slider lifted out towards center. Pretty deep, though, for Urbina. Back near the wall, he makes the catch and collides with the wall. Gets up quickly and plays it in. They're going to hold the runner at third as Cespedes fields. Nicely done by Urbina, who we've seen get injured colliding with the wall a couple times, but that time quickly got to his feet and saved the Muscles a run, because if he stayed down for any longer, they likely would have sent Nolasco towards home plate, who has good speed. So he tags and goes to third. Bowen shows off his power again. That was a looked like a routine fly ball off the bat, and it just kept carrying out towards the warning track. Now it's Lolo Sanchez with a man at third and one out. Brian Meyer going to bring the infield in halfway for a tag play as the fastball sails inside, ball one. Three runs on eight hits for Bradenton tonight against Mike. His pitch is a curveball popped up foul behind home plate. The eight hits are a career high for Paredes. Not the kind of career high you want to set, but it is a good thing. It's made 18 outings and has never given up eight hits until tonight. A ball and a strike here on the righty, Sanchez. Here's the pitch, and he rolls it towards the hole. Miller can't get it. It's into left field, a base hit. Diving attempt by Miller as the ball goes just beyond the end of his glove. It's an RBI single for Lolo Sanchez, and the Marauders tack on one more. It's 4-0. Paredes will get at least one more batter as Brannigan gets ready to hit. Here's the pitch, and it's in for a strike. Muscles this week working with only four starting pitchers. They had a bullpen day yesterday. They've got another bullpen day tomorrow, unless Marco Raya is feeling better and can start. That one's fouled back 0-2. He's been skipped or pushed back a couple times this year and was not slated to throw any of these games this week. Muscles have three open spots on the roster, so they could add a pitcher if they want to. 0-2 on Brannigan. The pitch is tapped foul, a curveball that he's able to spoil and stay alive. So whichever relievers don't throw in the game tonight will be the combination tomorrow. Now, we know Lavallee won't be available tomorrow after he went four innings yesterday. I don't think Wilson would be either. So Rimmel and Barrington, who both went two innings last night, might be available tomorrow. Those would be the only guys besides whoever doesn't throw tonight. 0-2 is tapped foul. So that's probably the biggest reason why Paredes is still in the game right now, having given up four runs on nine hits. Normally he would be out by now, but they need to save some bullpen for tomorrow. 0-2 on Brannigan. There's a pickoff move, and Sanchez is safe, diving back in. One out, runner on first here in the fifth inning. Runner breaks, and the pitch is fouled off. Brannigan a check swing on a high fastball, and he launched it over the first base stands. We mentioned Brannigan going to be a two-way player, but for this season at least, just a hitter. Same thing they did with Bubba Chandler last year. Now, Brannigan did not pitch much in college, but did throw 14 innings out of the bullpen this year, and he cranks one out to left field pretty deep. Rosario going back near the wall, and it's gone. Up the stairwell to the right of the berm by the Sun Harvest Citrus area, a two-run home run for Jack Brannigan. His first professional home run, has given the Bradenton Marauders a 6-0 lead. So a night to remember for the former Fighting Irish as Paredes surrenders 6. And here comes Brian Meyer. 5 of the 6 will be earned against Paredes, whose ERA, which came in at 2.1, is going to go up tonight. Jackson Hicks is in with 1 out and the base is empty. We'll be right back on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yeah! Take your age 14 and under child to Hammond Stadium with a special package just for them. The Muscle Sprouts Kids Club comes with a ticket to every Sunday home game, t-shirt, and giveaways, admission to bounce houses and other entertainment, and a chance to bring Muscle Man to their school. Muscle Sprouts packages are only $33 per child and $16.50 for each additional child. Call Austin Dutton at 239-533-7663 to join today.
Hammond Stadium's newest neighbors are bringing Coldwater Seafood to the next level. Introducing Coldwater Oyster Market, the area's newest sports bar with 44 taps, 24 HD TVs, and the freshest seafood in town. Pick from a wide selection of fresh oysters, lobster rolls, mussels, crab cakes, and more. Better yet, bring your Muscles game ticket to Coldwater for a free cup of award-winning New England clam chowder or Scotty's Mighty Muscles Blonde Ale. That's Coldwater Oyster Market, located on 6 Mile Cypress, just 2 miles south of Hammond Stadium.
Listening to Muscles Baseball Live on the home of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Jackson Hicks now into the game, and his first pitch slider gets Juan Jerez to swing over the top, strike one. Oh and one on Jerez. Here's the pitch, and it's grounded out towards the left side beyond the reach of both infielders and in the left. A three hopper that snuck through. Jerez has a one-out single, and it's now 11 hits for Bradenton. So the book already closed on Paredes because of that home run. 6 runs on 10 hits. Both of those numbers are career highs for Mike. 5 of the 6 runs are earned. The ERA goes up half a point from 2.1 to 2.6. 4 strikeouts, no walks. That strikeout-to-walk ratio continues to be pristine. Here's Wyatt Hendry, a righty, and he fouls the first pitch fastball back from Hicks. Jackson 90-93 with the fastball. Good slider and changeup out of the UNC club team. 6'3", 225 is 0-1. Runner goes, and it's rolled out to short. Miller charges. Fields in the throw to first is handled by Cardenas. With the catcher running, he had some time to make that play as Jerez moves to second base. So it's all left to Dixon here in the fifth. Well, it's stunning to see an 11 in that hits column so early in the game. The majority of the games in this league, neither team gets to 11 hits. That one's fouled back, strike one, and Bradenton's done it in just 5 innings. Jackson wears the stirrups. Purple sock on top of the white sock. 0-1. Slider, good one. Called a strike at the knees, 0-2. Jackson, the lone vegetarian on this Mighty Muscles team. No meat. That his family just grew up that way. None of them eat meat. Runner goes, pitches in the dirt. It skips away from Tatum. gets a good carom. Otherwise, the runner might have scored because Jerez was running on the pitch. I think that'll be a stolen base. 1-2 on Dixon. Another run 90 feet away with Bradenton already up 6-0. A rare high hit night in the Florida State League. Hicks delivers, and it's lifted foul off the right side out of play. Dixon waves that black bat around, now stares in at Jackson. The pitch just missed outside, a slider. Dixon drafted in the 23rd round in 2019. Of course, a round that doesn't exist anymore. Was a high school signing out of Orange Lutheran High School in California. Fastball low, ball three. Still just 20 years old. This is a younger Bradenton team, especially amongst the hitters. So they and the Tarpons. Young teams playing much better in August than they did in April. 3-2 is chopped up the third baseline, foul. Touched up by the runner. It'll be an 8-pitch at-bat here for Josiah. Came in batting 257. Jackson gets the sign from Tatum. He's ready. Here's the 3-2, and it's off the plate away. Ball four. So Dixon's been on base all three times tonight. And there's two men on for the leadoff man, Chang. So Chang gets his fourth plate appearance in five innings. That is never a good sign for the other team. Well, the bullpen has had their struggles on this homestand. This is game 12 of a 13-game homestand. That one is inside ball one. Jackson ready, drops those hands, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good tailing fastball, 1-1. So the bullpen, which has had some struggles, not a lot of high-octane guys in that bullpen. Juan Mendez kind of the only guy with, you know, a plus fastball up to 97. Everybody else topping out at 92, 93. That one is low, and the runner steals the back base. So Dixon swipes second, and now it's second and third for Bradenton. Barrington we've seen up to 95. But generally 91 to 93. You've got a couple guys that don't even scrape 90. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. And it's not that that's the reason that they're not performing as well these last couple of weeks, but I think this late we're almost 100 games into the season. Now, the Twins early in the year did a great job making sure that they were well rested between outings. They were not pitching all that much. There's a swing and a miss. 93 blown past Chang for strike two. But for a season this long, and they're playing catch every single day, whether they get into the game or not, they're throwing. So you can understand if there's some fatigue or if the league is starting to figure out these muscles relievers. 3-2 is up and in. Ball four. So Hicks walks another, and the bases are loaded for Nick Gonzalez. And Carlos Hernandez now will come out and have a word because, well, let's face it, the Muscles don't want to burn through their whole bullpen today with that bullpen day tomorrow. You might want to think about, you know, saving like a Reggie Grace for tomorrow because, well, he's a guy who could give you two or three innings. The other guys available today, really just one, maybe two. Fuentes, Mendez, and Sam Perez, and Escobar. So conversation now broken up as they will part their ways. And Gonzalez, the ninth man to the plate in the inning. Three runs already in for Bradenton and a chance for much more. You've got Jerez at third, Dixon at second. There's a ball in the dirt. Good stop by Tatum. Ball one to Gonzalez. And Chang at first. Tatum gives a series of signs, and now Hicks into the stretch. The 1-0. Fastball in the dirt, and another stop by Tatum, that time with the glove. Ball two. Well, there's nobody up yet behind Jackson, so this is his third out to get. Hasn't been charged with any runs at this point, but responsible for all three Marauder runners. Hicks steadies and deals. And it's in the dirt again. Ball three. Oh, boy. We have not seen Jackson struggle to throw strikes very much this year, but has walked two in a row, and now he's behind 3-0 on Gonzalez. And it's Sam Perez next up in the bullpen for the Muscles. Here's the pitch. And it's low. Ball four. Hicks asking where that was, and apparently he's walked in a run, and it's now 7-0, Bradenton. His third walk of the inning. Nolasco, the batter, reached on an error to start this frame. That Ozoria error has opened the floodgates. Oh, and Tatum got crossed up as the slider is called a strike after he was reaching the glove up to catch a fastball. Hicks deals, and it's in the dirt, but a chase. Nolasco goes after it, strike two. So Hicks gets ahead, and now we'll have to try and put him away to escape this difficult inning for Fort Myers. Coming into this homestand last week against Tampa, the Muscles had not allowed more than four runs in any inning all year. But in that series, they gave up a five spot and a seven spot. There's a swing and a miss. Nasty slider by Hicks. He strikes out Nolasco and gets out of the inning. But Bradenton strikes for four runs. It's 7-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles roll into the second big week of our homestand welcoming the Bradenton Marauders to Hammond Stadium. We'll have all your favorite nights, Two for Tuesday, Dollar Dog Wednesday, Ladies Night, and Bark in the Park, Thirsty Thursday, Fireworks Friday, Sunday Brunch, and Kids Club. Plus, drop into the team store for special pricing on all kinds of swag. Hometown baseball is your best entertainment value in Southwest Florida with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Muscles bats have some work to do tonight. Dylan Tatum leads it off for Fort Myers. Bottom of the fifth inning, 7-0 Marauders as Tatum sprays a foul on the right side, strike one. Joelvis Del Rosario back out for a fifth inning of work, trying to get three more outs so he can get a win tonight. The windup and the pitch, and it's low. Good news is the Twins have taken the lead on the Toronto Blue Jays tonight, 2-0 in the third inning at Target Field. The 1-1 is drilled out to the gap in right center field. That's going to split it and roll all the way up the alley. Bowen plays it off the warning track as Tatum cruises into second base with a double. So he's 2-for-2 as the Muscles respond. Tatum has now gone the other way twice for base hits against Del Rosario. Brings up Carlos Aguiar. Muscles have yet to come through with men on base in this game. They've got five hits, but no runs. Del Rosario from the stretch delivers, and it's fouled back to the screen, strike one. Osorio next, and then the top of the order in Urbina for Fort Myers. Del Rosario will look at second, now the pitch, and it's down and in. I believe that's Sergio Umana warming in the bullpen, a righty for the Marauders. They have a massive roster, by the way, by far the biggest we've seen all year. Curveball is upstairs, 2-1. You're allowed to carry 30 players in this league. Most teams will be one or two players under that. I think 28 to 30 is kind of the norm. You don't really need 30, but teams can carry 30. Most will carry 28 or 29. Here's the 2-1, and it's ripped towards the right side, a base hit. Into right field it goes. Tatum had to see it through. So he goes to third, and alertly Aguiar takes second. The ball gets away. Tatum trying to score, and he will. Great base running by the Mighty Muscles, and they are on the board at 7-1. Very lackadaisical defense by Bradenton. On every play in this inning, to be honest with you, I thought that the right fielder Nolasco dogged it on the ball to the gap by Tatum. He didn't even move, maybe because he's coming back from an injury. Then on that ball, which went right past Gonzalez and Jerez, both could have maybe made diving attempts and chose not to. And then Nolasco lobbed it into the cutoff man who was lining up for a throw to home plate. And Aguiar, who had momentum coming around the bat, just bolted for second. That one's down and in. And then the throw ricocheted off the cutoff man and into foul ground on the first base side. And Tatum raced in to score. 7-1 now the score. 1-0 pitch to Osorio is grounded out to first. That's a fair ball handled by Jerez, who steps on the bag for the out. So Osorio grounds out as Aguiar advances to third. But something there for the Muscles fans to cheer about. It'll be no RBI for Carlos. It's just a single and then an advance on the throw, I believe. Oh, they actually gave him a double. He never stopped. So Aguiar gets the double. And then a throwing error on the last go to allow Tatum to score. Here's the pitch to Misael, and the slider bends outside for ball one. Urbina, a double and a flyout in this game, 1-for-2. As Del Rosario begins his third trip through the order. The 1-0 pitch is down and away, ball two. 65 pitches now for the Pirates prospect. So we'll see what the Marauders elect to do with that righty ready in the right field bullpen. Nobody up for the Muscles, so Hicks will get another inning. The pitch, slider off the plate away. Ball three. Urbina with all kinds of Twins accents tonight. He's got red batting gloves, red tape, and red spikes. Here's the pitch, and it's rolled towards the middle. Long way to go. Chang can't make the play. It rolls up his arm and into center field. Urbina makes the turn at first as a run comes in, and it's 7-2. We'll see how they score that one. I think if Chang fielded it cleanly, he would have gotten Urbina. But for sure, Urbina will get the RBI because Aguiar was coming all the way there. So we'll see if it's an error or if it's a single, but I think Urbina will get the RBI either way. There's a good pickoff move, and Urbina able to dive in. Right, Chang was going to his glove side. You could argue that was extraordinary effort. That was certainly a ball he had to range for as Miller takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. It was right at the chalk where that chalk V is behind the second base bag. Of course, the new restricted area in this league. Now, with a right-handed hitter, the restricted area did not affect that play at all for Chang, but that's where he was when he tried to make the pickup off the dirt. The 0-1 on the way, and Miller rips it into right field. Nolasco coming towards the line will make the catch. So Miller put a charge into one, but the right fielder shaded towards the corner was in position. And they did give credit to Urbina for an RBI single. So three hits in the inning for the Muscles. RBI number 13 for Urbina. And there's two down now for Cavaco. And Keone takes a slider for a strike. It's been a quiet series for Keone after a good week last week against Tampa. Still batting 238, which is above the league average. Here's the 0-1. And he fouls it off. Good swing on a fastball, strike two. Nightfall in Fort Myers. Sun has set. It looks like a night game now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Del Rosario's come set from the waist. His 0-2 is outside. Ball one. Good command of that slider, just not a super sharp pitch. A changeup in the 86 to 88 range has been more effective, I would say. There's a throw to first, and Urbina dives back in. Del Rosario has only three strikeouts through 4 2/3. And coming into the night, he had less than a strikeout per inning. So he's not a strikeout guy, despite that mid-90s fastball. Here's the 1-2, and the breaking ball is popped up behind the second base bag. Chang takes charge, and in the pie crust, he makes the catch at the back of the infield. So Cavaco pops out, and the Muscles will settle for two, but two runs on three hits cuts into the Bradenton lead. It's 7-2 as we move to the sixth.
There's no better way to let off some steam than axe throwing. But ever wish the party could come to you? Well, now it can. Introducing Chuck It Axes, the mobile axe throwing company that'll bring the party to your front yard, backyard, parking lot, or business. Chuck It offers one-on-one coaching for all ages and skill levels and is fully insured. To schedule your axe throwing party today, call 239-851-AXES or visit chuckitaxes.com. Life is short. Chuck It.
How do you follow the crack of the bat? With the boom of fireworks.
Friday night fireworks.
After every Friday evening home game, the lights go down and the fireworks go up into the Southwest Florida sky. Wrap up your evening at the ball game with the booms, bangs, and sparkles of a professional fireworks show after every Friday home game. One more way to have a family-friendly great time from your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
We'll be right back. This is infielder Noah Miller, and you're listening to John Vitas on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Middle third of the order here for the Marauders in the top of the sixth inning. Jace Bowen faces Jackson Hicks, and the righty deals a slider upstairs for ball one. Well, Muscles showing some fight there in the bottom of the fifth. Got two of the runs back to make it 7-2. Bradenton, though, still in control as Bowen skirts one to the screen, 1-1. We are always happy when it's all dry on a night game in August in this part of the state. Great weather night, solid crowd on hand. I don't know if we're going to beat last night's 2,200. That one's in for a strike, 1-2, but we'll be close. I think we'll be right around 2,000 for tonight. Over the Muscles average and way over the league average in attendance. Muscles average about 1,700 fans a game. Here's the 1-2, and it's up high. That is number two in the Florida State League. Number one is Clearwater. Number three is Daytona. Those three, with us in there, are by far the teams with the best attendance. Bradenton, though, not far behind. They're usually fourth or fifth, along with St. Lucie, where we haven't been this year, and we won't be unless we play them in the playoffs, which is a possibility. 2-2 is low, both of the teams that we mentioned, Fort Myers and St. Lucie. They won the first half, so if they each win their first-round matchups, they would go head-to-head for the championship. Full count here on Bowen to start the inning. Hicks delivers, and it's rolled out to second base. Oh, Cespedes, a dangerous backhand, but he makes the play. And the throw to Cardenas records out number one. That's a ball that they teach you to get in front of. If you can get in front of it, get in front of it. And Cespedes kind of laid it on the backhand. But got a clean pickup, and there's one down for Sanchez. They just dragged the field between innings. I wonder if Rubel kind of had that in the back of his mind and decided to kind of be a little lazy there. That one's fouled off right side, strike one. But I guess when you're three for your last four, you can take it easy in the field. Cespedes has been swinging it real well the last couple of days. Hicks delivers, and the slider's a good one. They appeal and say he did go. Lolo Sanchez sticks his hand in the air in disbelief as Robert Ginther III rung him up. Strike two. That's been a theme all year. All these FSL umpires will ring you up on just about anything. 0-2. Check swing on a ball in the dirt. They appeal again and say, no, not that time. 1-2. Hicks steadies and delivers. And it's upstairs. Missed with 93. Ball two. Jackson kicks and deals, and it's in the dirt. Good smother by Tatum. Hicks and Mack of Mike Paredes, who gave up six runs, five of them earned over 4 1/3. If Hicks finishes this inning, he'll be at 1 2/3, with a handful of other relievers available behind him. 3-2 is right down the middle. Good slider to get Sanchez looking. And it's strikeout number two for Hicks. So Brannigan now is having a nice Bradenton debut. 2-for-3 with a home run and a stolen base. We were talking a little bit about Brannigan and how he did not pitch that much in college. But 14 innings this year as a reliever was his career high. First pitch to him is a fastball upstairs from Hicks. Brannigan's home run was over the Doc Ford sign in deep left field. Slider in for a strike to get even, 1-1. Hicks has the sign from Tatum. He's ready, the pitch. Fastball line to the screen, strike two. 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for the Marauders. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Muscles. You're in the bottom of the 6th inning in a 9-inning ball game. Or I'm sorry, top of the 6th inning. Jumping the gun a little bit. Another righty's beginning to throw for the Marauders in that bullpen. Here's the pitch, and it's pulled foul over the coaching box. Brannigan digs back in with Hicks up to 40 pitches in relief. Jackson's ERA just a smidge above 3 now after that run allowed in the previous inning. 1-2 is down and away. Two-two. Through the legs of Tatum and ruled ball 3. Brannigan checked his swing, and if he had gone there, he might have had a chance to reach first. Hicks asking for a new ball and eventually gets one. He's run a lot of 3-2 counts in this outing. He's ready. The 3-2 check swing roller foul towards the entrance of the Bradenton dugout. Hicks leads the team in appearances this year. No one's pitched in more games than him. The payoff again is outside ball 4. Terrific at-bat from Brannigan. And it prolongs the inning for Jerez. We do have a couple of final scores in the league. Palm Beach's bullpen did great tonight to close out a 6-2 win over Jupiter. Cardinals now 51-48. I went off the plate. Starter went 4 1/3, and then reliever Alfredo Ruiz went 3 2/3 with 6 strikeouts. Pitches outside, runner goes, Tatum's throw not in time. Second stolen base for Brannigan, who has made his presence felt in his first full-season professional baseball game. Taking well to pro baseball. Here's the pitch, and it's lifted out to right. Medium depth for Aguiar, who eases towards the line and makes the grab to end the inning. So Hicks puts up a 0. We move to the bottom of the 6th. Still 7-2, Marauders.
Athenian Academy Charter School, the first Greek immersion charter school in the United States, is now in Fort Myers and open for enrollment for the upcoming school year. Athenian Academy is a tuition-free public school offering kindergarten through 8th grade with a brand new state-of-the-art building. Their certified teachers create excellence in education through a motivating, focused academic and language approach that includes Greek and Spanish taught daily. Located on Three Oaks Parkway, just south of San Carlos Boulevard, Athenian Academy Charter School. Come experience the difference.
Middle third of the order here for Brian Myers' team. 7-2 Bradenton as we begin the bottom of the sixth inning. Rosario facing the first reliever in for the Marauders. It's minor league rehabber Grant Ford who deals the first pitch high. So this is the third minor league rehabber we've seen in the game for Bradenton. Here's the 1-0. And it's popped up a mile high to shallow center. Bowen comes in, still coming in. He finally makes the catch with two hands. It'll be Cardenas now. Ford is 24 years old, 6 foot 1 inch right-hander from University of Nevada, drafted in the fifth round in 2019, and began the year with High A Greensboro out of the bullpen. Fastball is outside. It was pitching well, or at least in terms of the opponent's batting average. They were hitting just 194 against him. And that one's lined out to shortstop and caught by Chang. So Cardenas lines out, and there's two away. Left-handed hitter is Cespedes against Ford, whose pitch is a slider called a strike. You can see what the scouts liked about him to take him in the fifth round. He's pretty thin and athletic, quick, fast arm. 0-1, and it's drilled foul off the left side, strike two. But Ford struggled last year. Spent the whole year with Greensboro as a starting pitcher and had a 6.04 ERA. Good strikeout numbers, 91 strikeouts in 76 innings. 0-2, and it's upstairs, 94 on the fastball. Pitched for short season West Virginia in 2019, an affiliate that no longer exists. 2.97 ERA in his draft year, his time is called for. And I thought they might have called an automatic ball. They did. It's 2-2. So 2-2 on Cespedes. The pitch is fouled back and out of play. I ended up in the booth to our left. Hope everybody's okay over there. It's a crowded area. Righty delivers, and it's in the dirt, ball three. Ford overthrowing that fastball. Muscles down five in the sixth. Sam Perez appears ready in the Fort Myers pen. He will likely have the top of the seventh with Hicks up to nearly 50 pitches in relief tonight. As Ford resets. There's the 3-2. And it's inside, ball four. Cespedes draws the walk. And it keeps the inning alive for Dylan Tatum. Oh, Blue Jays have come back to tie it 2-2 in Minnesota in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a great series. Two very evenly matched teams. Two teams that are right in the thick of the playoff race. That one's upstairs for ball one. If the season ended today, both teams would be in the playoffs. But they don't have much of a cushion. But they also have a chance to win their divisions. Fastball swing and a miss, strike one. Now, Blue Jays have some work to do to catch the Yankees, but the Twins are in first place. And if they hold on to first place, they would be the 3 seed in the AL playoffs, which would give them home field advantage in the wild card round. Here's the pitch to Dylan, and it's inside. Twins right now a game and a half ahead of Cleveland after they lost yesterday, won today, and the White Sox are two games back of the Twins. 2-1 on the way, and it's outside. Snap throw to first, not in time. Oh, Cespedes almost out on that one. So a three-horse race in the AL Central. If the Twins lost first place, they would be right on the fringes of the final wild card spot. That one's up high, ball four. So Tatum draws the walk, and the Muscles have two men on for Aguiar. A lot of walks in this game, not something we're accustomed to this year, with Muscles possessing a lot of strike throwers. Seattle right now is the final wild card spot. They're actually tied with Tampa Bay for the second and the third wild card spot. They're a game and a half ahead of Baltimore. Twins would be one game behind Seattle and a half game ahead of Baltimore, kind of wedged right on that line at the moment. Carlos, the lefty, is ready. Ford's pitch is golfed foul, strike one. So the point is that if Minnesota is going to make the playoffs, they're currently at a 5.28 winning percentage. I would say they have to play at least 5.35 ball the rest of the way to get in. So those trade deadline acquisitions essential to get them in. Ford's 0-1 is in the dirt and it skips away. Hendry blocked it, but to his right, and both runners advance. Wild pitch puts him at second and third, and now a single could score two. Carlos with a hustle double his last time up, one for two, having a strong season since joining the team in early June. 844 his OPS at the moment. That's about 150 points above the league average. Here's the 1-1, and he takes well high for ball two. So after Ford got two really quick outs in this inning, he has completely lost the zone. The pitch is popped up foul. That might have been ball three. High fastball, and Aguiar wastes it into the crowd. Carlos, that 6'3" strapping left-hander. Tons of power, long arms. Kind of looks like a basketball player. But can really pack a punch at the plate. The pitch to him. Curveball, and he foul tips it into the glove, strike three. First strikeout for Ford, and the Muscles strand a pair. We move to the seventh with the score still 7-2, Bradenton.
Nobody starts the day thinking they're going to finish it in the hospital, but personal injury happens, and having a strong advocate to represent you before an insurance company or the court is invaluable. Attorney Spencer Cordell is a criminal defense and personal injury lawyer. Spencer's main office is in Fort Myers, and he represents clients in traffic court and personal injury litigation from Port Charlotte to Naples. Initial consultations are free. Before you sign anything, reach out to the law office of Spencer Cordell, committed to serving Floridians with excellence.
You got a group? We got a group deal. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles group ticket packages include discounts and bennies for your family, friend group, church, team, or business. Call the Mighty Muscles business office today at 239-7680-210.
listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball. Here's the voice of the Muscles, John Venus.
Seventh inning, Mighty Muscles trailing 7-2. Samuel Perez enters the pitch for the Muscles. First pitch to the catcher, Hendry, is outside, ball one. So Jackson Hicks had to work really hard tonight, just a couple pitches shy of 50 in just an inning and two-thirds. But only one run charged to him. Gave up one hit but walked four. That one just off the plate for a ball. Did strike out two. And now it's the lefty Perez in to eat some innings. If he could take him over the final three, they would love that. 2-0 is lifted off the right side foul. Cardenas gives it a look, but it's a few rows back. Strike one. Perez went two-thirds of an inning on Thursday, so pitching on just one day of rest, but that was obviously a very short outing. There's the pitch, and it's fouled back to the screen, strike two. He is a changeup specialist. 76 to 78 mile an hour changeup that drops off the table. He'll throw that at least 50% of the time. Fastball, which he'll throw sparingly, tops out at 84. 2-2 on the way, and it's nubbed foul, a changeup. He also has a curveball that he'll spin in, and it's got good movement. Guy who was like Ozoria in the Angels system when the Twins found him. Now, they traded for Ozoria. That was a one-for-one deal for a relief pitcher named John Curtis. Perez is 2-2, is tapped foul. That was before the 2019 season. So Ozoria now has spent 3 years with the Angels, 3 years with the Twins, and he'll be a free agent after this year. Perez was released by the Angels in spring training last year and then picked up in May to pitch for the FCL Twins. Here's the pitch, and he got him. Good changeup by Perez. Strikes out Hendry, and there's one down in the seventh. Well, we asked Sam himself. He's a Venezuelan who speaks pretty good English about why he's so effective at 83 miles an hour and below. And he said, well, to be honest, the guys that come in before me throw so much harder, hitters can't adjust. That one's outside ball one. So, you know, if you throw him on a college staff, he might actually get hit harder in college than he does here because he comes in, goes one trip through the order, usually a two-inning reliever, as that one's up high ball two. And guys just can't adjust. And that's where he likes the fastball. He likes it at the letters or higher. That one there at 84, which is the top of his range. Here's the 2-0. Change up, and he gets Dixon to swing over the top, 2-1. The fastball is simply a show-me pitch. It's his third option that he'll change the eye level with. 2-1. Is rolled out towards short. Miller to his left, flags it down, sets his feet, and throws a strike to Cardenas for the out. Two-hop ground ball, and Miller knows what to do with it. And there's two down for Chang. So Puentes, Grace, Mendez, all available behind Samuel. And then tomorrow you would get Escobar and possibly Rimmel back. There's a swing and a miss, strike one. So just thinking along with the pitching coaches as to what their decision-making process is right now. If Perez cruises, he might go the final three. They definitely don't want to use more than one guy after him. That one's golfed down the line. Coming over Rosario, and in pretty deep left, he makes the grab. Chang is retired. 1-2-3 go the Marauders. It's time to stretch at Hammond Stadium with the Muscles trailing by five.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah!
There's no better value than to buy in bulk.
Woo-hoo!
Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the Always Flexible Voucher Plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for six games and include parking and six hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half-season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full season ticket plan for $330. Full season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
Tomorrow, brunch and baseball is served up from noon till 2 for just $15 with your game ticket. Plus, it's Kids Day. All kids can play catch on the field prior to the game and run the bases after the game. Make plans for our next homestand starting August 23rd with all your favorite nights. From 2 for Tuesday, Ladies Night, Thirsty Thursday, and Fireworks Friday. Your best value in family entertainment is a night at the ballpark with your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is Muscles pitcher Jackson Hicks, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
9-1-2 coming up for the Muscles as we begin the bottom of the seventh, 7-2 Marauders. John Vitas coming to you live on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network. Marauders have swung it well today, 7-2. As Ford comes out for a second inning of relief, which we don't normally expect for a reliever rehabber, but that's the case here. Azoria, the open stance from the left side. Oh, and the little man got drilled. Fastball off the front shoulder as he spun away from it and doesn't show any sort of pain. He will head down to first, so the leadoff man on for Urbina. We're going to take a little spin around the Twins minor leagues in this inning. Open stance for Misael as well, though, from the right side. All the Twins affiliates currently in action. I mentioned earlier today an 11-10 loss against the Red Sox. There's a swing and a miss, strike one. But Tanner Schobel, second rounder out of Virginia Tech, and Brooks Lee, the first rounder out of Cal Poly, played in their third consecutive game for the FCL Twins. And then today we saw the debut of sixth round pick Jarrell Ortega, second baseman out of Tennessee. So three of the draft picks are in action now as Urbina swings over the curveball, strike two. Brannigan for Bradenton is the first 2022 draft pick we've seen this season. When we go to Jupiter on Tuesday, we'll likely see about seven 2022 draft picks. Here's the 0-2, and it's whipped towards the pole and left. It's going to one-hop its way into the corner. Racing for third, Azoria. He gets the stop sign and then falls and gets in a rundown. Now he tries to score. He does! Oh, Azoria! Head first into home. He tripped and fell and then got up and kept going. And by the time the fielder reacted, the throw was not in time. How about that? So much speed from Daniel Azoria as he blew the stop sign from Brian Meyer. Realized he was hung out to dry, tripped and fell right in the middle between third and home. Chang held onto the ball and started charging at the runner as he should have. But because Ozori is so fast, he scampered those last 30 feet in the time it took Chang to stop, throw, and get the ball to the catcher. Here's Miller, and he takes one low. That is an electrifying play by a guy who has so much speed. It was a mistake. Turned into a great play. So Urbina gets the double. His second double of the night. That one's down and in on Noah. I don't know if we'll get the RBI. We'll find out. Boy, got to catch our breath after that one. That ball was clobbered by Misael. He is 3-for-4. Muscles now have 8 hits. Fastball sails high on Noah. So he's ahead in the count. .101 off the bat for Urbina. That one's cranked out to right field pretty deep. Nolasco, though, has it measured. Makes the grab and just at the edge of the warning track. Fires to third. It's cut off as Miller advances Urbina to third. So one out now and a man at third in a 7-3 ball game. Looks like they are going to give Urbina his second RBI of the night and his 14th of the year. The flyout by Miller produces the first out for Bradenton. They'll keep their infield back, so they're willing to give up another run on a grounder. The batter is Cavaco, and he takes the slider down and away for ball one. So let's get to those twin scores we promised you. Triple-A St. Paul in Omaha this week. No score in the fourth inning there. Ariel Jurado, a guy who pitched for the Muscles on a rehab earlier this year, is through 3 2/3 scoreless. That one's outside, ball two to Keone. Double-A Wichita on the road in San Antonio this week. That's a long trip for them. I hope they didn't bust that one. As now Jonathan Johnston comes out of the dugout. Looks like Ford is going to be done here in the middle of an at-bat. And here comes the trainer as well as the pitching coach. So there's some concern here for Grant Ford in his first rehab outing with Bradenton. But a great start for Wichita tonight. Andrew Bechtold with a two-run double. Leobaldo Cabrera 2-for-2, and Blaine Enloe is through 2 2/3 scoreless. Ford is coming out of the game, so we will take a break here on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network with Fort Myers threatening. They've cut it to 7-3.
Tomorrow, brunch and baseball is served up from noon till 2 for just $15 with your game ticket. Plus, it's Kids Day. All kids can play catch on the field prior to the game and run the bases after the game. Make plans for our next homestand starting August 23rd with all your favorite nights from 2 for Tuesday, Ladies Night, Thirsty Thursday, and Fireworks Friday. Your best value in family entertainment is a night at the ballpark with your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Thank you.
This is Muscles catcher Dylan Tatum, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Fort Myers trailing 7-3. Keone Cavaco steps in against Junior Thibo, a 24-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Muscles with a man on third, one out, and Cavaco bangs one off the catcher, or maybe the umpire, for strike one. Thibo inherits a 2-0 count from Grant Ford, who exited after an inning and a third, allowed a run on one hit and two walks. And a setback, it appears, for his rehab. Guy who spent the last 2 years with High A Greensboro. And now the umpire or the catcher taking an extra second. Thad Hayes, the trainer, coming over to check on everybody as the catcher Hendry has a chat with Thibo. We're talking about the twin scores before we went to break there. We mentioned Blaine Enloe's outing, 3 scoreless so far for AA Wichita. Cedar Rapids at home this week, taking on the Beloit Skycarp of the Miami Marlins organization. And David Festa made his return after getting skipped because of injury. Went 3 1/3 tonight, but the bullpen pitching even better. Cavaco chased a fastball away there, strike two. 4 strikeouts over an inning and 2/3 scoreless for John Olson, a guy who started the year on the injured list, but has been really good over the summer for the Cedar Rapids bullpen. Thibault's 2-2. It's fouled back towards the suites below us. A rocket off Cavaco's bat. Keone so far, a strikeout, a ground out, and a pop out. So an out of all varieties so far for the San Diego native. Thibault, the deep breath, the 2-2. Curveball, and he got him. High pitch. And Cavaco goes down swinging for the second out. It'll be Rosario now. But a really exciting day for the Twins organization coming up on Tuesday, because those Cedar Rapids Colonels are going to head on over to the cornfields and play a baseball game at the old Field of Dreams movie site, a field that MLB put together last year for an MLB matchup between the White Sox and the Yankees. Fastball outside, 96 from Thibo against Kalei Rosario with 2 outs and Urbina stuck at third. But since they repurposed that field, they've had some other tournaments and events there, and they figured they would have a matchup between the two teams from Iowa. As Rosario loops one out to center field, that's going to drop in for a base hit. Urbina comes in to score, and the Muscles get another run back at 7-4. So the Muscles continue to chip away at this big deficit, and they are within 3 with 7 outs left to go. So Rosario produces his 37th RBI of the year. Urbina scores after delivering his 3rd hit of the night. And it's 7-4 with Cardenas getting a shot here in the 7th. Thibo in emergency duty from the stretch delivers. And the fastball buzzes onto the inside corner, strike one. But you can tune into MLB Network 7 p.m. on Tuesday night. Cedar Rapids Colonels versus the Quad Cities River Bandits in a high A Midwest League game. That one is low for a ball. The Colonels haven't announced who's starting that game for Cedar Rapids, but it should be fun because if you followed the Muscles or you know any of these prospects, the 14 players who were called up earlier this year are going to be playing on national TV at the Field of Dreams. Curveball low to Cardenas for ball two. So the Muscles will be playing against Jupiter at that time, but I know a lot of the Muscles players, if there's a rain delay or if we finish before them, will be hopping on their cell phones to watch that game with all their friends playing at the Field of Dreams. That one misses up and in, ball three on a fastball from Thibo. But when Travis Adams was promoted last week, the first thing he said when we congratulated him was, "Hey, I made it just in time for the Field of Dreams game." As Cardenas steps out and takes a moment to reset. But a memorable day for all the Colonels, former Muscles up there. There's only one or two guys left with Cedar Rapids who never played for Fort Myers. 3-1 is rolled towards the left side, reaching down to get it Brannigan, and he flips the short way to second to end the inning. So Cardenas retired, and so are the Muscles, but not before they get a two runs back on RBIs from Urbina and Rosario. We move to the eighth inning. It's 7-4 Marauders on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles roll into the second big week of our homestand welcoming the Bradenton Marauders to Hammond Stadium. We'll have all your favorite nights, Two for Tuesday, Dollar Dog Wednesday, Ladies Night, and Bark in the Park, Thirsty Thursday, Fireworks Friday, Sunday Brunch, and Kids Club. Plus, drop into the team store for special pricing on all kinds of swag. Hometown baseball is your best entertainment value in Southwest Florida with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
First pitch in is low to Sergio Campagna, who pinch hits here for the Marauders. Top of the eighth inning, and that one is outside for ball two. Nick Gonzalez's rehab day is done, so Campagna will come in. Although you're pinch hitting an outfielder for an infielder, there is strike one. So we'll see how that works out. Perez worked a 1-2-3 seventh. Soft tosser out for the eighth as well. As that one's rolled weakly up the first base side, strike two. There's been a lot of offense in this game. We've had 11 runs on 20 hits through seven innings. 7-4 Marauders, the pitch. 2-2, and he got him. Good changeup. Campagna down swinging. Second strikeout for Perez. Rodolfo Nolasco, the hitter, 1-4-3 with a sacrifice fly today. Oh, it's actually a pinch hitter again. So Nolasco also done as Escoto takes up and away ball one. So the Marauders using their humongous bench tonight. They have 15 position players because of the two rehab additions. That one's outside ball two. So a six-man bench, they've now used a third of it. Sam comes set from the stretch. The 2-0 on the way. And it's up high, ball three. Doesn't walk too many. But you can understand if he's trying to pick off corners with the lower velocity. And that one's low, so he issues a one-out walk. Escoto is on base. And now it'll be Bowen. Bowen 1-for-4 in this game as well. Well, we mentioned the rehabbers, I should say the draft picks in the FCL game today. The top three college position, or I should say three of the top four position player prospects from the Twins 2022 draft haul. Lee, Schobel, and Ortega all in the game today. That one's cranked to left field. Forget it. Way up the berm. Jace Bowen has gone yard. A two-run shot to make it 9-4. So that stops the Fort Myers momentum. They had scored four straight. And instead, it's a two-run shot for Bowen and Bradenton. His 14th home run of the year. RBI is 63 and 64. One of the best players in the league. It's quite confounding why he's still in the league. Was here last year with Bradenton as well. So now it's Lolo Sanchez, who will bat for a fifth time. As that one's outside for a ball. So 9-4, Marauders. That one's in for a strike, fastball at 83. Sanchez, or rather, Perez spins one in there, a breaking ball to bring it to 1-2. We're in the eighth inning. Muscles have six outs left to try and come back. If not, they'll be playing for a split tomorrow. And there's a swing and a miss. Another strikeout. That's three strikeouts now for Sam Perez. And Brannigan will get another chance here in the eighth. Brannigan, a home run, a walk, a single, and two stolen bases. 2-for-3 officially in his first full season minor league baseball game. Takes a breaking ball for strike one. Perez kicks and fires, and that one runs outside for a ball. We don't know who's pitching tomorrow for the Muscles. As of now, it's a bullpen day. The 1-1 is outside, ball two. So the longer Perez can go, the less they have to burn pitchers for tomorrow. And that one's high for ball three. It's Poyu Chen going for Bradenton, one of the best pitchers in the league, especially of late. So Muscles will have their hands full. Here's the 3-1, and he got him to swing and miss strike two. Entering this series, the Muscles had gone 9-1. Or check it, 9-2. They had gone 9-2 against Bradenton this year before this series. So they had dominated them as the payoff is pulled foul by Brannigan. But so far this week, Bradenton in a 2-2 series, and if they can hang on to this lead, they would take a 3-2 series lead. Full count on the former Notre Dame two-way player. And he pops it up foul over the first base dugout. Another changeup. Thirty pitches even for Perez. A guy who's given the team two or three innings many times before. 22-year-old lefty deals, and it's lined out to right. Hang time, though, for Aguiar, who eases towards the corner and makes the catch to retire Brannigan and end the inning. But the home run by Bowen makes it 9-4 Marauders as we move to the bottom of the eighth.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Glenn Levine from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. Our team can help you understand your legal options after an accident. We will file your claim and fight for the full compensation you deserve. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers and Naples.
This is Mikey Perez, and you're listening to the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Rubel Cespedes leads it off for the Muscles. For Myers now down by five again. Here's the pitch to Rubel. He looks to bunt, pulls it back, and takes up and in. Thibault back out there for Bradenton. Sorry, Thibault, not Thibault. Tomato, tomato. Muscles down five, the pitch. Down and in, ball two on Cespedes. Sam Perez gives up two runs in two innings because of the homer, but otherwise has been really good. Three strikeouts, one walk. And now up to 42 innings of relief this year as Cespedes swings through 95, 2-1. That gets Sam's ERA just a smidge over three. It's at 2.88 coming in. That one's rolled towards the middle. Long way over for the second baseman. Backhand flips to the shortstop, and they got him. Oh, it looked like Cespedes was going to beat that out. It was really close at first. Brian Meyer going to argue, but that's a 4-6-3 put out for Bradenton. They must have practiced that because the second baseman, Escoto, would have been making the Jeter jump throw up the middle, and instead he gave a glove shovel to Chang, who was sprinting behind second base, caught it coming forward towards first, and they rolled him out at first. I thought Cespedes beat it out, but it's a 4-6-3. Just a one-out put out. Normally when we write that, it's two outs. And Tatum, the batter, with one out and the base is empty. Thibault delivers, and it's up high. We've seen a lot of funky things in this game. It's been very eventful. Like, even if you're rooting for the Muscles, you're probably pretty entertained by this one. Let's see, we've had 11 balls hit over 100 miles an hour tonight. That one's fouled back 1-1. That Jace Bowen home run, the hardest hit ball of the night, 106 off the bat. 26-degree launch angle, which is pretty typical for a homer. As the breaking ball sweeps into the dirt. In fact, Bowen tonight has three of the five hardest hit balls of the game. A fly ball that was caught at the warning track left the bat at 103. And then his single left the bat at 105. So all three balls he's put in play tonight, 103 or higher. That one's upstairs on Tatum, ball three. Tatum's been on base all four times tonight. He and Urbina are really duking it out for player of the game, even though the Muscles are behind. 3-1 is up and in, ball four. So Tatum has the walk. Muscles get a base runner for Aguiar. That is the third walk issued by Bradenton relievers tonight. Muscles have drawn four in total, and the Marauders have drawn five in total. So nine walks tonight as Aguiar tips it into the glove of Hendry, strike one. That does seem to be his weak spot. Outside corner and elevated. He's oftentimes not able to get the bat to it. Here's the 0-1, and there it is. Same spot, up and away. Did tip it again, but it's in the glove of the catcher, strike two. 94 up and away. It's a tough pitch for most guys to hit, but especially Aguiar, as a lefty gets up in the Bradenton bullpen. Here's the 0-2, and he cranks it out to center field. A mile high, Bowen going back. Now at the track, he reaches up and can't make the catch. It's over the wall, a two-run home run for Carlos Aguiar. His ninth home run of the season, and Fort Myers strikes again. It's 9-6. That one was up in the stratosphere. Took forever to come down. Bowen almost robbed it. Up against the batter's eye in center field. Just over the 405 sign, Aguiar delivers. home run number 9 and RBIs number 18 and 19. And now it's Osorio. First pitch to him is inside for ball one. Off the bat, I wasn't sure that was going to get out, but it did. Aguiar with so much power. Here's the pitch. Oh, Osorio trying to go for the downs and a little underneath it for a strike. So how about this game? 9-6. That's the first homer for the Muscles tonight. Slider catches the inside corner, 1-1. Or rather, 1-2 now. This is just the 32nd game for Aguiar. He has 9 homers in 32 games. 1-2 is a swing and a miss. Fastball running away on Daniel, and he's late. Strikeout number 2 for Tebow. It brings up Urbina. So what if you say quadruple that to equal a full minor league season or about 80% of a major league season? That would be about 30 to 35 home runs for Aguiar. So if he were to be healthy and have started all year, he would probably end up around 20 to 30. There's a swing and a miss, strike one. Can't really expect him to continue on this pace and in a 130-game season. He's not going to play all of them. So, yeah, that's an incredible clip for Aguiar as Urbina fouls it back 0-2. I can hear the suites below us very enthusiastic tonight. Aguiar actually... He actually beat Bowen's exit velocity. Bowen was 105.9. Aguiar, 106.2 on a 35-degree launch angle. 0-2 in the dirt for a ball. Now, I think that actually would not count as a barrel. The barrel stat tops out at a 35-degree launch angle. So even though that was a home run, I don't think that would be a barrel because it was higher than the range on the launch angle. Normally, that's an out, but because Carlos is so strong, he got it out of here. That one is low. Ball two. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled back. That is now 6 extra base hits for the Muscles. So 6 of their 10 hits have gone for extra bases. And now time called for, and they've called an automatic ball on the pitcher. So that brings the count full. As the pitcher took too long. That's the second one of the night against Bradenton pitching. Tebow ready. The 3-2 to Urbina is called strike three. I think the Muscles have one more challenge. And I don't think they're going to let him use it. Took a little too long to offer. And so the inning is over. Tebow gets out of it. Muscles get the two back. It's 9-6 as we move to the ninth.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah.
There's no better value than to buy in bulk.
Woo!
Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the Always Flexible Voucher Plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for 6 games and include parking and 6 hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half-season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full season ticket plan for $330. Full season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
Thank you.
Samuel Perez gets a third inning in relief as he faces Juan Jerez. And a swing and a miss on a changeup, 0-1. It'll be Hendry and Dixon next. Interesting decision tonight for the Marauders to send two of their higher-profile rehabbers down to Fort Myers, an hour-and-a-half drive away. That one's upstairs for a ball. They could have had them play in the Florida Complex League today, but I think the reason that they decided to send them here is because of the time of game. 1-1, a swing and a miss, strike two. The Complex League game was at 10 a.m. this morning. So rather than force guys who are accustomed to playing night games, force them up at 7 in the morning, might as well have them make the trip down here, play in front of fans, under the lights, higher level of play, because you can get a little 2-for-1. We have a day game tomorrow, so they can play two games in under 24 hours. And the Complex is off tomorrow. There's the 1-2, and it's low. Now, had Lolo Sanchez and Nick Gonzalez been able to go yesterday, maybe they go two Complex games, noon yesterday, 10 a.m. today, but I think they prefer this combination. That one's outside, ball three. And then if all goes well, and if the Pirates are ready to send them back to Altoona, they could get a flight together tomorrow night if they want. Maybe even out of Fort Myers, right back up to Altoona, Pennsylvania. 3-2, rolled weakly out to short. Miller comes in to glove it, sets his feet, and makes a strong throw to get Harris. So one down here in the top of the ninth with Bradenton leading 9-6. It'll be Hendry now. I think it's fair to call this one a slugfest. 9-6, 22 hits, multiple home runs. It's been a fun couple of days to watch baseball. That one's high for the ball. The two 9 o'clock games that we had because of rain Tuesday, Wednesday, those were a little boring, to be honest. But since then, all these 7 o'clock games have been wildly entertaining. Last night's extra inning 4-3 game, and tonight just an offense's paradise. That one's outside, ball two. We don't say that much in this league. It's a pitching-heavy league, but plenty of offense in this exception. That one's drilled out to left center field by Hendry. Long run out there for Urbina, and he'll get there. Makes the grab at the edge of the track in deep left center field for out number two. So Perez one out away from getting through three innings. It'll be Dixon now. New York Mets on the verge of a doubleheader sweep with the Atlanta Braves. Their team in second place in that division. Max Scherzer, 11 strikeouts over 7 scoreless tonight. Can't do much better than that. That one's guided down the right field line towards the tarp. It'll be a foul ball, strike one. 108 pitches for Max Scherzer. He is just a whole different breed. Twins have extended their lead 5-2 on Toronto. They're in the sixth inning at Target Field. So hopefully Minnesota can go up 2-1 in that series against the Blue Jays, who many feel are a playoff caliber team. 0-1 to Josiah is outside. As always on a Saturday, some day games as well. Cubs shut out the Marlins. Seattle with a narrow win over the Angels. That one's looped over first. Cardenas gives it a look, but it's into the crowd. Dane Dunning tonight. 7 innings, 1 hit for the Texas Rangers against the White Sox. It's a losing team beating a winning team. Baltimore beat the Pirates 6-3. Cleveland over Houston. And then how about the Detroit Tigers winning 9-1 over the Rays on a Shane McClanahan start. That one's fouled back. Dixon keeps the at-bat going. One and two on Josiah Dixon as Perez delivers, and it sinks low. 2-2. 46 pitches in relief for Samuel Perez tonight. Here's the pitch. And it's tapped back towards the mound. Perez fields third base side and makes the throw to first in plenty of time. Second 1-2-3 inning of the night for Sam Perez. Muscles come to bat. Down by three after this. You're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Tomorrow, brunch and baseball is served up from noon till 2 for just $15 with your game ticket. Plus, it's Kids Day. All kids can play catch on the field prior to the game and run the bases after the game. Make plans for our next homestand starting August 23rd with all your favorite nights. From 2 for Tuesday, Ladies Night, Thirsty Thursday, and Fireworks Friday. Your best value in family entertainment is a night at the ballpark with your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Listening to Muscles Baseball Live on the home of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Noah Miller starting things for Fort Myers as we begin the bottom of the ninth inning. Mitchell Miller now into pitch for Bradenton. So it's the Miller versus Miller matchup we've all been waiting for. Miller will face nothing but righties here, first four batters he sees. Noah, a switch hitter, going to turn around and bat righty. It'll be Cavaco and Rosario next. In a high-scoring game, 9-6 Marauders, as Miller slashes one foul into the Bradenton dugout. Can hear those rowdy sweets below us. We love that. All full tonight. They play Noah the other way in center field. Bowen cheated around towards right center. That's interesting. As that fastball gets him to swing and miss. Nasty pitch by Mitchell Miller. 0-2 on Noah. With the Muscles down three, they've shown some fight all night. They have two spots in this game as the fastball sizzles outside for ball one. Mitchell Miller throws across his body, creates a difficult angle for the hitter. The lanky lefty kicks and fires, and that one stays outside for a ball. Muscles bullpen stirring around just in case their team comes back in this inning. Nobody throwing, of course, with the bullpen day slated for tomorrow. 2-2 coming, and it's chopped up the third baseline foul. They'll do it again. Double-digit hits for both teams in this game. As Mitchell Miller comes home. And the slider got him. Foul tip into the glove. Held by Hendry, and there's one down now for Cavaco. Miller finishes 1-for-5. Did pick up his third triple of the year earlier tonight. Tonight was game number 85 for Noah Miller. So as long as he stays healthy, he is a lock to go over 100 games in his first pro season. Pitch to Cavaco. Is a fastball inside ball one, 91 for Miller. Looks harder because he yanks it across his body. Here's the next one. Slider backdoors Keone for strike one. Cavaco 0 for 4, two strikeouts tonight. Looking to get one back here. The pitch. Another backdoor slider that stays away for a ball. I have to say, Connor McKenna has called a great game behind the plate tonight. And we don't say that too much about these low-A umpires, but he and a couple of others have impressed us, particularly tonight. That one's fouled off. This crew's been okay. They haven't been bad. Robert Ginther the third over on the bases. They're not our favorite crew. They're definitely not our least favorite crew. But tonight in particular, McKenna's been really good back there. We have a great view of home plate, so I feel like we can fairly evaluate the umpires from up here. 2-2, and he got him. Cavaco way out in front on a 75-mile-an-hour breaking ball, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Miller, and the Muscles are now down to their final out. Rosario ready to go, two outs, and the base is empty. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt, ball one. And we don't know the starter for the Muscles tomorrow. Po Yu Chen will be on the bump for Bradenton. These teams meet one more time in the regular season. They'll play again in 4 weeks to finish out the month of August and go into September. That one's fouled back and out of play, 1-1. That is Labor Day weekend. It'll be a six-game series starting in August and ending the day before Labor Day. Miller fires in. Breaking ball low. Good take by Kalai. Kalai 1-for-4. An RBI single his last time up. Most of the Muscles damage has come from the bottom of the order. Here's the pitch. And it's low. Aguiar in the 8-hole has 2 extra base hits. Tatum in the 7-hole has been on base all 4 times. Urbina 3-for-5 with a 2 doubles and 2 RBIs. Here comes the 3-1 and a swing and a miss. Center cut, cutter. And it's strike two and the Muscles down to their final strike now. Rosario uses his timeout and steps out of the box. Miller ready to go. The payoff pitch. Ripped foul. That was a slider hanging over the plate, and he pulled it past Brian Meyer. So this would be matchup number 16 of 23 this year between these teams. Payoff pitch. Fouled off again. That time he got his own foot, but seems to be okay. 23 games between these teams this year. The team that the Muscles will see the most. The only team they play 4 times. Everybody else, no more than 3 series, so no more than 18 games. We see Tampa 18 times. We saw already have seen Clearwater 18 times. Payoff coming to Kalai. And it's line foul again as he fights. Not going down without a battle here. 9 pitch at bat. We see Dunedin 15 times, and then everybody else less than that. Miller ready again, another 3-2, and it's fouled back. Rosario bounces it through the legs of the catcher. Miller having to throw the whole kitchen sink at him here in the ninth inning. Kalai 5 years younger than Miller. Rosario 20, Miller 25. Here's the payoff pitch again, and it's looped out to shallow center. Heading out there is Escoto, and he can't make the catch. It drops in, and Rosario is on base. He overran it. Escoto is racing out towards center field, trying to make the over-the-shoulder catch, and then stopped and came back towards the infield and it hit off the heel of his glove and landed in the grass, and Cardenas will get a shot. That befuddled on how to score that one. That could be a hit or an error. So a 10-pitch at-bat. Rosario wins it, and here comes Yorman Bizardo to give Miller a breather. Oh, over 20 pitches now. Whole infield joins the pitching coach-catcher pairing. Not a whole lot to worry about here. You just got to get the batter up by 3 in the ninth. So here we go. Cardenas waves that bat around. UCLA Bruin facing Mitchell Miller. And he lines one out to center, deep but playable for Bowen, who backs up and makes the grab to end the ball game. So Cardenas lines out, and the Muscles drop this one. Your final score tonight in 9 innings, the Bradenton Marauders 9 and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 6. 23 hits in the ball game. It was certainly entertaining, but the Marauders took advantage of Mike Paredes tonight, 6 runs on 10 hits against him. And the bullpen was only a little bit better as Bradenton puts this one to bed by a 9-6 margin. Bradenton clinches at least a split of this series. Muscles will try and make that split become a reality tomorrow. It's a 1 o'clock first pitch, which means we'll be on the air for Mighty Muscles pregame live beginning at 12:45 p.m. It'll be a bullpen day for the Muscles for the second consecutive Sunday. Marauders have their Taiwanese right-hander Po Yu Chen ready to go to try and win the series at Hammond Stadium. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. There was quite a lot to be excited about in terms of the action, but the Muscles drop 9-6 despite great offensive days from Misael Urbina, Carlos Aguiar, and Dylan Tatum, who all were terrific tonight for the Muscles. We'll see you all tomorrow, 12:45, the pregame show, as the Marauders finish this one up by a final score of 9-6.
Thanks for listening to Fort Myers Mighty Muscles Baseball, worldwide on the Mighty Muscles Broadcast Network. This copyrighted broadcast is presented through the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated, for the private use of our audience. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcasts, its descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.